have five possessions in the first
half. Yeah, yeah. So if they have, you know, a drive where they stall early and even two drives, then that's going to be hard to cover three scores.
All right, so Ohio State, a 30-point favorite at Indiana. How about Michigan? It's got a cupcake non-conference schedule. The Wolverines without Jim Harbaugh, without their offensive coordinator, suspended for this game. 36-point favorites over East Carolina. That's 159-160. That's the second game from the top of the betting board on Saturday morning. Wes, do you think this number hits 38? Does it make a difference to you that Jim Harbaugh is not going to be on the sideline? Do you think that might mean the Wolverines are less likely to rub it in?
It doesn't make a difference necessarily for me. Look, and these teams, too, that lose in bowl games when they were favorites, like Michigan was against TCU, they tend to come out, you know, pretty salty in that first game. East Carolina, of course, lose Holton Ahlers, a little bit down on talent. So, I don't like to lay a lot of these big favorites, but if you made me, I'd lay it with Michigan.
All right, we're talking Big Ten football here. How about the Fresno State-Purdue game? Now, obviously, Fresno State lost a lot. You know, Jake Haener, the quarterback, let's start with him. He's in New Orleans now with the Saints. Purdue also lost a lot, including coach Jeff Brohm, quarterback Aiden O'Connell, basically every star on offense and a lot of their frontline players on defense. It's not a full rebuild, but it's a partial rebuild in West Lafayette for new coach Ryan Walters. This number has crashed from 6.5 to 3.5. Purdue, the home favorite, and the total has dropped from 52.5 to 47.5. Wes, is this number cheap on Purdue, or just don't know what to expect from the Boilermakers? They're actually should be pretty good offensively with Graham Harrell as the new offensive coordinator and Hudson Card to transfer from Texas as a quarterback.
Yeah, Walters, obviously a defensive coach, comes in as the DC, defensive coordinator from Illinois. Only allowed 12.7 a game and 273.5 in terms of yards. A linebacker core is really good at Purdue. They don't have anybody really returning on the defensive line. A lot of transfer portal guys, secondary, some moving parts as well. But I think the number is probably about in the right range now. If you look, Fresno State has been very successful. Jeff Tedford in his career, 11-4 straight up, 8-2 against the number in games and season openers, so usually has his club ready to play. Fresno State, you always remembered this was always the spot when they had Pat Hill there, and they would knock off somebody. They would upset somebody, and then they'd lose to somebody they weren't supposed to, and then it all was a wash in the end. But, yeah, I think I'm going to be interested to see what this offense is with Graham Harrell as the offensive coordinator, Hudson Card, the dual threat. I actually think Purdue will be able to run the ball better than they probably have with Devin Mockabee back. I thought he had a very good season because you watched enough Purdue football. They hadn't been able to run the ball for like 20 years. It doesn't seem like because they're always throwing. But, yeah, I'm going to be interested to see. Maybe this offense, you know, it takes a little bit of time to learn new concepts. So I understand why this got smashed to the under.
All right, let's talk about two other teams' new quarterbacks. It's not just Purdue. Actually, Ohio State, Purdue, Wisconsin, Iowa. Let's go to the Badgers. They're 28-point home favorites over Buffalo. Tanner Mordecai, transfer quarterback from SMU.
Yeah, I think this is about the right number, to be honest with you. You know, they're gonna try to incorporate that up-tempo. I mentioned Phil Longo, the former North Carolina offensive coordinator who worked with Sam Howell and worked with Drake May, now working with SMU transfer Tanner Mordecai. So, yeah, he wants to incorporate this, like, air raid-ish up-tempo system, but you got to run the ball, too, when you got two running backs that combined for, like, 3,800 yards and 30 touchdowns over the last 2 years with Allen and Malusi. So you got to still, I think, go to your strength a little bit. I expect Wisconsin maybe to lean upon that a little bit early. Buffalo, just 10 starters back for Maurice Linguist. So, you know, Buffalo was one of those lucky teams, too, last year. We talk about, like, close game luck. They had four wins by only one score, 26 turnovers day four. So those are both usually regression candidates, especially more so in college football, when you have close game wins and then you have turnover margin. So, yeah, look, I think that this number is about right here at 27.5, 28. I'd make it 28.
A lot of new quarterbacks in the Big Ten. What's up with Cade McNamara at Iowa? Hawkeyes weighing 23.5 to Utah State. How about the low total of 43?
Well, Utah State actually did get a little bit of money. This was 24, and then a little bit of buyback because of the McNamara status. Iowa's going to be an interesting team with some of the totals, and I understand why they're low because their offense was so anemic last year. We talked about, you know, when we were previewing the conference a few weeks ago, Brian Ferentz has that, you know, got to average 25 points a game and win so many games. Those incentives got put in his contract by the AD Gary Barta because they didn't elect to fire Brian Ferentz. Because, look, Iowa has not had a lot of creativity on offense, and they have not had a lot of big play capability. So I'm gonna maybe sit out this one and watch. I want to see what I see from Iowa if they do have offensive improvement. McNamara certainly is an upgrade at quarterback, but he is battling some injuries, apparently, from what I've been reading.
Yeah, he is. And we have a lot more to talk about Big Ten football all over the country later in the show. Hopefully Tim Brando of Fox Sports joins us and Bruce Marshall of Vegas Insider and CBS Sports. We come back. Baseball betting, Mookie Betts and the Red Hot Dodgers in action tonight, and also talk some NFL news.
If you didn't catch the Lombardi line, here's what you missed.
Well, I think Cleveland has made it an effort to get themselves to where their execution is going to be ready to go against Cincinnati. I mean, they gave Watson some reps, right? They gave him reps in the preseason. They know he's their starter. But I think their execution at the quarterback position, I think you can see glimpses of Watson being the Watson we remember down in Houston, and that's going to be the key component. I think their offensive line will play well. They've got depth in their offensive line. I think their defensive line will play well. And they've got some depth in their defensive front. You know, they've got to be able to match this. Look, there's no more excuses for the Cleveland Browns. They're good on almost every level. There's really nothing to hold Cleveland back other than they've got to do it on the field. And I think this summer they've demonstrated that a little bit. I think their focus of mental and physical toughness is much better.
The Lombardi Line, weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, weekends at 10 a.m. Eastern on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
American League Baseball as the Houston Astros host the New York Yankees. Can the Astros continue to roll? Listen in Sunday at 3 on ESPN Las Vegas, 1100 a.m. and 100.9 FM. Brought to you by Finley Toyota. We're here for you.
Banks typically only lend money to people who have good credit. How does that work at Dollar Loan Center?
You know that nearly 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't have a checking account? And one in four over 21 use some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank to borrow a couple grand for a few weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
Been there and done that. It's the norm these days.
We process hundreds of loans every day, most in less than 30 minutes. And your first week is free.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
News 3 takes on the task of investigating our school system.
Parents, students, staff, do you believe that the district is doing enough to keep everyone safe in the classroom?
Crisis in the classroom, from overcrowding to COVID-19, from school safety to staff shortages.
News 3 will dig deeper into the crisis in the classroom and hold school leaders accountable.
And we want to hear from you. Go to news3lv.com, send us your tip or story idea, and watch Crisis in the Classroom on News 3 Live at 6, leading the way in Las Vegas.
Get ready for Flo Rida. Friday, September 15th at M Resort Pool. Flo Rida. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com or at M Resort Player Services. M Resort, the official team headquarters hotel of the Las Vegas Raiders. Don't miss Flo Rida.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
My son Josh and I are personal injury lawyers here in Nevada.
We've grown to be the largest and the best.
I'll work hard for you, and so will my son Josh. I mean, he's a chip off the old block.
Great block.
Great chip.
Call us at 444-4444.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The NFL season right around the corner. Nonstop football action is in sight. You can get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app before kickoff. Use code VEGAS. You get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 on any NFL play, only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code VEGAS. See DKNG.co/football for eligibility terms and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. All right, Wes, it's football season. It's no longer golf season. Does that make you sad?
It does, because I had a nice end, actually, to the golf season. But not necessarily over, though. We do have, of course, some DP World Tour over the next couple weeks, especially at one of the more beautiful golf courses this week. Crans-sur-Sierre, Matt. Crans, Montana, Switzerland.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not as beautiful as Prim Valley, but it is the Swiss Alps, and that's where the DP World Tour is going to be this week. So looking forward to that. PGA Tour, by the way, off for this week and then next week, and then they'll resume the fall portion of the schedule at the Fortinet out in Napa Valley.
All right, before we get the breathtaking pictures of Prim Valley up on the screen, I want to get your best bets for the Euro tournament because we promised it last night. We never delivered. And you always have to deliver on the tees, and we never did last night. So what are your best bets for the tournament?
Okay, and these were made a couple days ago, so I don't know. Some of these numbers may be gone.
And the column is up at vsin.com.
It is. Alexander Bjork, 28-1. Seven top tens on the DP World Tour, highest of any player this season. Tour's lowest scoring average as well. Altitude this week in a very short course, by the way, at Crans-sur-Sierre. So if you're not a big hitter, this is not going to be that big of a deal. Par 70, 68, 24. So Alex Bjork, 28-1. Antoine Rosner, 35-1. Led the field tee to green here last year where he finished fourth. Yannick Paul, 40-1. Yannick Paul, actually, one of the guys in the mix for those last few spots on Luke Donald's European Ryder Cup team. He is fourth on the European points behind Robert McIntyre. Top three on that list actually automatically qualifies. McIlroy and Rahm, of course, already have those two spots. Big hitter off the tee, but really precise with the iron, so knows how to play at altitude, too. Played college golf at Colorado and then lives in Scottsdale as well. Victor Perez, 40-1. Another guy in the Ryder Cup mix. Started off, I actually hit on him earlier this year at Abu Dhabi, top 10 at the Italian Open. But it's kind of slipped over the summer, but 11th last week in Prague, led the field in GIR. Alex Fitzpatrick, 55-1. If that name's familiar, he's the younger brother of Matt Fitzpatrick and actually won on the Challenge Tour 4 weeks ago for his first professional title. Runner-up 2 weeks ago in Northern Ireland, T14 in Prague, in very good form, probably better than Big Brother is right now. Rio Hisistuni, 75-1, young Japanese star, 20 years of age, five top 15s in his last nine events. And then I'm going with kind of an interesting angle here. Eduardo Molinari, otherwise known as Dodo, 80-1 here. The Molinari brothers, by the way, not going to be part of the player roster when the Ryder Cup heads to Rome next month. But, of course, being Italy, they are vice captains for Team Europe. Dodo, 11th last week in Prague, made the switch to long putter last month and has putted better of late. We saw that work well for Lucas Glover over here on the PGA Tour. Top 10 in approach, GAR and strokes gained tee to green. So 7-pack this week in the Swiss Alps.
Plenty of action for you in that tournament. You got some long shots, too.
Yeah. So, look, I'm betting these a little bit smaller units because I have less modeling and less stat stuff for the DP World Tour. So I'm sure the VSiN subscribers noticed that. But see if we can hit one on the DPWT. Last 2 weeks have been good to us on the PGA Tour.
I don't think the VSiN subscribers are going to complain about the lack of detail or stats, Wes, because you have the most thorough write-ups every week of the PGA Tour season.
We got to give the people what they want, Matt, whether they like
picks.
It or not.
They want winners, Wes.
Yes.
And you have been delivering winners.
Well, we've given them 12
year.
And then golf outrights. Hopefully you can add a few more in the fall.
VSiN subscribers love the VSiN Invitational Golf Tournament as well. I went back to...
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's 11-time Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Russ Langer.
A very pleasant, good day to you. The Las Vegas Aviators are set to play game two of a six-game series with the visiting Salt Lake Bees. They are the Angels AAA affiliate. And tonight on Throwback Night, the Aviators are playing as the Las Vegas Stars with the Stars uniforms and caps and everything else. Come out here and you hear a lot of 80s music and look at the Las Vegas Stars and you want to say, gee whiz, maybe the Pointer Sisters are back on top of the charts. Anyway, the Aviators are in the thick of quite the race. As we've been chronicling, if you've been following the team at all, you know that they are in the thick of a race in the second half of the PCL season. First half went to Oklahoma City. So of the other nine teams in the league, one of them, the winner of the second half, will play Oklahoma City in the PCL playoffs. A best-of-three series in Oklahoma City, they get the home field advantage by virtue of the fact that they won the first half. So if the season were to end now, Round Rock, which has been unbelievable, winning 18 out of 19, including four in a row, would go to the playoffs. Las Vegas is in second place, tied with Tacoma, three games back of Round Rock. And Reno is a few games back from that. Actually, Albuquerque is a little closer. But the problem for Albuquerque and Reno, they've got a lot of teams to climb over. It's not so much the gap, it's the number of teams they have to bypass. So every game is very important. And the Aviators got a big win yesterday, winning 5-3 in game one of the series against Salt Lake. But the Aviators was especially important because everybody else won. Round Rock won, Tacoma run, won also Reno and Albuquerque, all winning. The Aviators had to win to keep pace, and they did. Tonight, the rehabbing right-hander from the Dominican Republic, Luis Medina, will make the start. Luis pitched for Las Vegas earlier this year and made five appearances, four starts, 0-1 with a 7.43 ERA, although his best outing was here, the only outing he pitched at home. Back on April 8th against Oklahoma City, four shutout innings, allowing just two hits, no walks, and six strikeouts. Medina developed a blister on his right index finger following his outing against Baltimore on August 18th. And after a couple of days of not throwing, he joined Las Vegas in Tacoma and threw kind of a touch-and-feel bullpen. And so now he's thrown a full bullpen since then. He's going to make a rehab start, and he's going to be limited, according to Fran Ridden, to about three innings, approximately 50 pitches, give or take. He's opposed by Salt Lake righty Carson Fulmer, a former member of the Chicago White Sox. Our pregame guest is the starting pitcher for the Aviators who's going to come in and piggyback Luis Medina in tonight's game. Right-hitter Joey Estes, just 21 years old, from Southern California, was a big Braves prospect and came over in one of the big trades between Oakland and the Braves. And we're going to talk to Joey Estes coming up right after this.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
at My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut. That's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball baseball and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Visiting with Aviators pitcher Joey Estes on this portion of the pregame show. Joey, start from the beginning and where and how your passion for the game developed.
I was super young, and I just remember my parents taking me to, all my travel ball tournaments and everything. I feel like that was the main sport that, like, I pursued as a kid. So it was just, like, it was just put in my lap when... the love for the game, pretty much. It was super easy to just fall in love with this game and just pursue it as my main sport.
Did you follow the Dodgers, Angels, Padres?
Yes, so growing up, my favorite team, Dodger fan for sure. Just growing up in L.A., I would always go to Dodger games, yeah.
All right. You've had a couple of really good starts on this last road trip. Discuss, if you would, the quality of confidence and how games like that can boost yours.
Games like that definitely boost my confidence big time, especially coming off not too much of my two greatest starts, I would say. It's just about just keeping the ball going, keeping one step at a time, just one game at a time, and I'm not really focused about, like, all the other games. I mean, it happens. I mean, even the good games, they happen, and you just kind of move on and you just focus on the next game. That's all. That's just my mentality of things.
The general assessment of you from a personal level is that you have a very firm mindset when it comes to competitiveness. Mm-hmm. Where does that competitive fire come from within you?
It's every time I step on the field, I think it's... in my head, I think it's going to be the last time I pitch. Like, you never know when the last time you pitch. So, like, even though it might not be, but I'm going to go out there knowing that I don't know when the next time I'm going to pitch again. So, it's just... and also, your previous question, it was, when did the, that little kid come out of me, pretty much? Like, when did this game become a big thing for me? It's always been like that since I was little. Always had that competitive mindset and... always wanted to, just be the best, I guess. That was just my mentality.
Joey Estes joining us. Joey, what was your reaction to the trade from the Atlanta organization?
Yeah, that was a big step for me, very big step in my career, big change. It was something that happened fast. I got a phone call late at night, and I was, in Oakland A the very next morning. So, like, it was something that I had to really, it was a mature learning moment, learning curve for me. So it was just a fast thing, and that's pretty much it, yeah.
How well do you feel accepted here since you've been here?
Oh, great. I mean, the teammates, the guys, everybody, there's great guys everywhere. No matter where you go, I'm sure there's always going to be great guys. So these guys have became my family just as much as the guys that I played with before became my family. It's just... this is just part of the journey, and yeah.
Joey, I appreciate it. Continued success to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Joey Est is joining us, back with a whole lot more. And Matt Nevert has your starting lineups coming up next, right after this.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Bailey Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
L-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation with fare.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Everett here at Las Vegas Ballpark as we're just about to get started in the second game of six between the Aviators and the Bees. With the national anthem getting ready to start, we're going to step aside, let the national anthem commence, and when we come back, I'll have the starting lineups from Las Vegas Ballpark.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Finley Chevrolet, 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
L-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Back in Las Vegas ballpark following the national anthem. We're just a couple minutes away from first pitch here in the second game of six between Las Vegas and Salt Lake. The Bees tonight wearing their alternate yellow tops, the gray road pants, and the black caps, with Jordan Adams leading things off atop the lineup for the second straight night in center field. Michael Stefanik bats behind him, batting second, playing defensively at third. Kevin Padlo, number three in the lineup, number three on the card as well, batting third and playing at first base. Left-handed batting shortstop Levon Soto hits out of the cleanup spot, with David Fletcher, the second baseman, batting fifth. The left fielder Orlando Martinez hits out of the sixth spot, with Zach Humphries doing the catching and batting seventh in his first outing of the series. Jared Walsh hits eighth and will do the designated hitting, with Jared Oliva, the right fielder, rounding out the starting ten. With Tyler Wade leading things off for the Aviators, Wade playing defensively at third base tonight after starting in left field yesterday. Kevin Smith, who had a two-run home run to get the scoring started in the 5-3 win yesterday, back in the two slot playing at short. Tyler Soderstrom plays at first base and will bat third, with Cody Thomas batting in the cleanup spot doing the designated hitting. Second baseman Daryl Hernandez bats fifth. Connor Capel hits behind him and will play in center field. Kyle McCann catching and batting seventh, with Max Schumann after a night off yesterday playing in left field and batting eighth. Greg Dykeman rounding out the lineup and playing in right field. Our starting pitching matchup tonight features Dominican right-hander Luis Medina and Floridian Carson Fulmer for the Salt Lake Bees. It's Medina versus Fulmer, the pitching matchup. Game 2 out of 6 between the Aviators tonight, the Stars and the Bees. And here with the play-by-play is Russ Langer.
Thank you very much, Matt Neverett. And a reminder, Aviators baseball tonight is not only on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio, but also on the Tube on the Silver State Sports and Entertainment Network. We're so glad you could join us, whether it's radio, TV, or whatever device you happen to be tuning in on. Luis Angel Medina, 24 years old, made his big league debut this year, but his roots are with the Yankees. He signed with them as an international free agent July of 2015, and he worked his way up in the Yankee system, Class A Charleston, High A Tampa, and then in 2019, in the fall, the Yankees added him to their 40-man roster to protect him from the Rule 5 draft. And then he was at Double-A Somerset in 2021, played in the All-Star Futures game. And then in August of last year, the Yankees traded Medina in a multiplayer deal to Oakland. First pitch, swing and a miss, strike one to Jordan Adams, 95-mile-an-hour fastball. The trade was Luis Medina, J.P. Sears, Ken Waldichuk, and Cooper Bauman to Oakland in exchange for Frankie Montas and Lou Trevino. The pitch, swing and a miss. Another fastball, that one at 97, and it is 0-2. And after the trade, the A's sent Medina to Double-A Midland. He made 7 starts, 1-4, and got rocked to an ERA over 11. He opened this season with the Aviators. 3 starts, he had a 3.86 ERA with 11 strikeouts in 9 1/3 innings. For the A's, promoted him. Fastball at 98, swung on and foul back. 2 strikes on the speedster, Jordan Adams. And Medina made his big league debut in a start against the Angels, Salt Lake's parent team, the following day. And the day after, the A's optioned Medina to Las Vegas. But he's been out with that blister issue, and we'll see how he does here. 0-2 on Jordan Adams, 265, 13 homers, 62 batted in. Swing and a miss, strike three. That was a slider. He threw a series of upper 90s fastballs, and threw that pitch with some serious cut at 86. And Adams swings and misses, and that's 1 out on 1 strikeout on the batter, Michael Stefanik.
And that's what Medina does best. He sets batters up with that heavy, hard fastball and then gets them to swing and miss at something that he wants them, not the hitter's pitch, as they say the pitcher's offering.
The pitch. Fastball is inside, ball one to Michael Stefanik. Stefanik is the league's leading hitter, 357, 4 homers, 57 knocked in. Last night had a single and 3 official at-bats. Walk was hit by a pitch, scored a run, and was caught stealing once, and the pitch missed at 96, and the count is 2-0. Luis Medina, fastball anywhere from 95 to 98, and a hard slider, changeup. Here's the 2-0 on the way. Fastball, that's a strike at 97, 2-1. Plate umpires, Randy Rosenberg. First base up is Louis Krupa, and at third base, Tyler Jones. Here's the 2-1 on the way. Fastball, up and in at 98, 3-1. Well, Salt Lake, you know, you got to ratchet up your bat calibration because you got Mason Miller for an inning yesterday, throwing upper 90s heat. Now you got Medina rehabbing today. There's a high foul off to the right. Soderstrom watching it fall back out of play. So Stefanik up there still. Quite an interesting challenge here for Stefanik, the league's top hitter, against Medina with his electric stuff.
And you mentioned the hard throwers, at least to start. Joey Estes, at least for now, slated to come in behind Medina. And Estes, a strikeout merchant in his own right, also throws in the mid to upper 90s. So there's going to be a lot of hard heat tonight coming the way of the Salt Lake B batters.
Medina checking signs. McCann sets up. 3-2 pitch to Stefanik on the way. That fastball's in there. Strike three called. 98 miles an hour. Man, that is some serious petrol. I'm looking at the replay. It was a knee-high pitch. It was down the middle, and I guess Stefanik thought it was low, so he had tossed the bat headed to first, but he's out. Two down for Kevin Padlo.
That's some wishful thinking by the batter there, if you will.
Padlo at 272, 11 homers, 43 batted in. He looks at a strike at 86 and 0-1. Padlo in last night's opener, 0 for 4 with a walk and a run score, three strikeouts. It was robbed of a hit when his line drive in the fifth inning was grabbed by a diving Darryl Hernandez. The 0-1, fastball, that's in there for a strike. 0-2, 98 miles an hour. Medina not messing around with the first couple of hitters here.
You talk about Miller last night, Medina tonight. Miller struck out the side in the first. Medina looking to do the same here tonight.
The 0-2. Slider, little dunker in the right center, and that's going to plop in there for a base hit. He tried the slider after two fastballs and paddled in and hit it hard, but he plopped it in there for his first hit of the series. So a little flare in the right center with a two-strike pitch. And the batters leave on Soto. Las Vegas in the field for game two of this six-game series and 12-game homestand. Tyler Soderstrom at first, Darryl Hernandez playing second base. At shortstop, Kevin Smith and the ever-versatile Tyler Wade at third. Max Schumann in left, Connor Capel out there in center. Patrolling right field, Greg Dykeman. And Kyle McCann catching, the DH, Cody Thomas. Everybody else has the night off to start the game. Fastball, inside ball one. At 95 to Levon Soto, 235 average with four homers and 32 driven across. One ball to no strikes. Top of the first, the Bees and the Las Vegas Stars. Here's the 1-0. Fastball high, 2-0. Well, if it's throwback night and it's the Stars, maybe it should be the Las Vegas, the Salt Buzz. That's what they were when they first were setting up shop in Salt Lake in 1994, transplanted from Portland, that franchise. Fastball a little high, 3-0.
It was the Buzz and then the Stingers, correct? And then now
yes,
the Bees?
That's right.
And that's all as an homage to the nickname of Utah, the Honeycomb State.
Mm-hmm. Here's the 3-0 to Soto. Fastball crackles in there for a strike at 96 miles an hour. 3-1 on Soto, who was taking all the way. David Fletcher is on deck. Soto in last night's opener had a single and three at-bats. Walked and scored and was thrown out at home in the eighth inning by Tyler Wade from left field. Check swing foul at the plate, 3-2. He's trying to score from second base on a base hit by Chris Oakey. And Wade with a great throw got him, 3-2.
And if you'll remember, it was a ball that Soto hit to put him on base that Tyler Wade made a diving play for. It was in the glove, but when he hit the ground, it popped out. Mm-hmm. Soto ended up on first, and then a couple of batters later, Wade got his vengeance from left field. One way or another, he was going to retire Soto.
So it seems. Down to 3-2 with two outs. Padlo will move, so Soderstrom's standing behind him, not holding him on. 3-2 look by Medina, and the slender right-hander throws. Fastball, high foul near the third base dugout. Here comes Wade. Wade's got lots of room. He makes the catch, and that's the inning. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. So he threw, I think, one changeup and a couple of sliders. Everything else was pure heat. No runs, one hit. For Salt Lake in the first, no errors, one left. And at the end of half an inning of play, Salt Lake nothing and the Las Vegas Stars against Carson Fulmer coming up.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stop the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, Union proud.
Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. If you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Jaguar or Land Rover, your search is finally over. We're increasing both of these inventory levels rapidly to serve our growing demand. Come and enjoy our unmatched service and ownership experience at Finley Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
Welcome back. I'm Russ Langer along with Matt Neverett. Well, the Round Rock Express have lost exactly one game in the last 3 weeks. That's how blazing hot they are. The one game they lost was when Salt Lake played him, and the starting pitcher was Carson Fulmer. The pitch is outside, ball one, 1-0. That was most recent outing for Fulmer. August 24th, he went 5 1/3 and really quieted Round Rock. No runs, 3 hits. 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. So don't let the 0-1 record and 6 ERA fool you. He delivers, and it's a 1-ball, 1-strike count on Tyler Wade. So Fulmer making his 9th appearance, his 8th start. First start of the year against the Las Vegas team. Tyler Wade, 289, 5 homers, 37 batted in. Pitch down and away at 85. 2 balls and a strike. Wade carries a 14-game hitting streak into this game. The opener yesterday, 2-for-4, 2 singles. A rare caught stealing. He was caught on a pitch out. Pitches a high drive to deep right, curving foul and way back out of here. Almost got the bow tie of the Finley sign. 2-2.
Yeah, Fulmer, a former mega prospect of the White Sox, spent last year with the Dodgers and was sitting on the couch, signed by the Angels on the 30th of May, added to the Salt Lake roster on the 13th of June. Been there ever since.
And Wade takes it outside. 3-2. Fulmer was born in Lakeland, Florida, which is where Detroit has their spring training every year. He's 29 years old. Here's the pitch. Fastball driven toward right center. Adams races over, can't get it, and he grabs it deep on the warning track. Wade will turn and come back to the bag, and it's a long single by Wade, and give Jordan Adams credit. When Tyler Wade hits the ball that close to the warning track, 99 times out of 100, that's a double. But Wade had to stop because Adams grabbed it and made a strong throw back into second. Really good play by Jordan Adams, the Salt Lake center fielder.
Yeah, he did it all in one motion, too. He grabbed it, did a full 360 spin, and fired all while falling to the grass. The throw didn't even need to be that accurate, but it was right to the base. Tyler Wade, good wherewithal to stay at first.
And a pitch down and away, ball one to Smith at 87 miles an hour. Kevin starts off at 333, 15 homers and 42 batted in. He launched a 2-run home run in the third inning last night against Cesar Valdez that started the Aviators' comeback. There goes Wade. The pitch is a strike. Throw to second base. He is in there with steal number 32 in 38 tries. Good throw by the catcher, Zach Humphries, but Wade had a very good jump and he's in there.
Yeah, if it's not a pitch out, you really don't have much of a chance to get Tyler Wade. And all of a sudden, don't look now, but he's creeping up on Jordan Adams for the league's stolen base lead. As you mentioned, that number 32 for T. Wade Adams atop the circuit with 39.
All right. The pitch was a strike. The 1-1 is low. Ball two. 2-1 on Kevin Smith. Smith with that home run last night, as I mentioned, went 1-for-4. He was 7 out of 23 on the road trip. Missed a few games in Reno in the early part of the Tacoma series. He was under the weather. The 2-1 is an off-speed pitch. Swung through and missed. 2-2. Carson Springer Fulmer. Big league time with the White Sox, Detroit, Baltimore, and the Reds. He played collegiately at Vanderbilt. Here's the 2-2. That's low. 3-2. White Sox draft him. He was a first-round draft pick in the 2015 draft. Made his debut the very next year. So he was in the fast track. He went to All Saints Academy in Winter Haven, Florida. Here is the 3-2. A ground ball to the hole at short, backhanded by Soto, long throw and a bounce, and Padlo can't dig it out. The ball trickles into shallow right, so Wade hustles to third and stops as Oliva gets the ball and fires it home. Now that's likely to be an infield hit, I would think. We'll wait for the ruling. I can tell you this. Padlo tried to dig out the low throw, couldn't dig it out, and The only thing that prevented Tyler Wade from scoring there, Matt, was the great hustle by B's right fielder Jared Oliva, who raced all the way into the infield dirt to get that ball.
Yeah, you don't typically see right fielders come in that far, but a guy in Oliva that doesn't necessarily play every day, trying to earn some more playing time. Those are the little things that coaches talk about that can earn them.
All right, so the Aviators a quick threat. Bottom of the first, no score. Wade at third, Smith at first with his second hit of the series. And the breaking ball spins in low to Tyler Soderstrom, ball one.
The scoring decision coming in. Smith credited for an infield single.
Got it. The stretch here. Throw to first, and Smith gets back in. All right, so the ruling is an infield hit, as we thought. But Wade doesn't go to third on the hit. He goes to third on a throwing error by Levon Soto. There goes Smith. The pitch is a strike. Throw to second by Humphreys. Not in time. Here comes Wade. He is out at home. The Aviators pull that playoff on the road with Max Schumann, and they tried it right there. Smith went. And really a good play to prevent the run from scoring by shortstop Levon Soto. The key to that play, he cut in front of the bag. He knew they weren't going to get Smith. And the steps that he toward home plate made the difference, I do believe. Wade out at home and a good throw. Humphreys made the tag. Soderstrom takes low. Bottom of the first, no score.
Great tag on that one by Humphreys as well. That was a bouncing ball that Soto threw off of his back foot. He caught it, turned in one motion. That's one where you don't even have to think about it with the runner bearing down on you. Just react.
There's a bounding ball fouled outside first, 2-2. Soderstrom, 254 with 21 home runs and 62 RBIs in the opener last night, 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. So Smith at second with one out. Maybe just trying to steal a quick run. And they were thwarted on a good play by Soto. Here's the 2-2. Pickoff throw to second base, and Smith is picked off. The shortstop Soto grabbed the throw and tagged Smith, who did not slide. He elected to go back in standing up, and he is picked off. Daylight play, and he got the tag just below the knee right before Smith got his foot on the bag. So what looked like such a promising inning a moment ago, runners at the corners, nobody out. Now they're two outs and nobody on. Smith picked off 2-6, Fulmer, or 1-6, Fulmer to the shortstop Soto. The count to Soderstrom is now 3-2.
We've talked all year about the Aviators and their prowess running, which is kind of a newfound prowess, but running into two outs on the base pass right away, that's not a good look.
3-2, and he tried to hold up on a low pitch. They appealed no swing at third, says Tyler Jones. So there's a walk to keep the inning going for Cody Thomas. Anyway, more about Fulmer. I mean, he was hot prospect when he was climbing the ladder in the White Sox organization. But before he did that, in 2014, he helped Vanderbilt win the 2014 College World Series against the Virginia Cavaliers. He really did some good work in that series. There's a strike 0-1. And finished the season 7-1 with an ERA under 2.
That was an absolutely loaded Vanderbilt team. Especially when it comes to the pitching. Fulmer had a couple of big-time roommates there as well.
The 0-1. That's a strike. Nothing in two. Cody, 298, 19 homers, 87 batted in.
I mean, you want to talk about a college apartment made up of Carson Fulmer, Walker Buehler, and Dansby Swanson. I think that trio turned out just fine.
The 0-2. There's a ground ball right to Soto, the shortstop. He gobbles it up, steps on the bag to force out Soderstrom, and the inning is over. In the Aviator first, no runs, two hits, no errors, one left, and at the end of one, there's no score.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Just can't it. My my grease, it hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for giving me a big round. Can't you catch this grease? No good when it goes down the pipes and the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain, put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil,
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family, all in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Welcome back, friends. Aviators Baseball on the Silver State Sports and Entertainment Network. We're glad you could join us. I'm Russ Langer, along with my partner Matt Neverett. Top of the second, no score. Luis Medina has 19 pitches in the bank. And so to say three innings or 50-ish pitches, here is David Fletcher, the pitch. Line drive to deep left field. Schumann racing back, won't get it. Ball bounces and hits the wall. Max plays the carom, guns it towards second. Here comes Fletcher. He'll slide in with a double. Schumann made a good play to get to the ball quickly. He didn't have a lot on his throw. So Fletcher doubles on the first pitch of the second inning. Fletcher came into 330 with three homers and 34 batted in. So obviously a tough out.
And that's a definite departure from the approach for Salt Lake in the first inning, where they were really passive. I think everybody took the first pitch of their at-bats in the top of the first inning. Not Fletcher there. That pitch, 93 miles per hour coming in. Over 100 miles an hour coming off the bat on the way out. He provided a lot of that pop on his own.
13th double for Fletcher. And here's Orlando Martinez, left-handed hitting left fielder. The pitch. Fastball up and away. Ball one at 93. Third baseman Wade is on the grass. Martinez, playing in last night's opener, had a single and three at-bats, a walk, and an RBI. Here is the pitch. He takes a fastball that's too high. Ball two. 2-0. Martinez, 232 with a home run and four runs batted in the limited time he's been with the team. He's from Cuba. 2-0. Medina looks at Fletcher, comes home, and that fastball's low and inside at 97. 3-0 now.
Part of the reason why Wade, who was in front of the base, now backing up behind the base, guarding against a bunt. Martinez squared when he batted with runners on first and second, nobody out yesterday. Obviously a different spot tonight.
That fastball's a strike at 95. Martinez taking. It's 3-1 now. Zach Humphries, right-handed hitting catcher, is on deck. No score, top of the second. Las Vegas victorious last night in the opener, 5-3. And we'll be scoreboard watching throughout. Here's the 3-1 to Martinez. Medina looks at second. And the pitch. Way outside. Ball four. Took something off at 84. So a double and a walk. And Salt Lake trying to get something going in the second. The right-handed hitting catcher, Zach Humphries, who is from Dallas, coming up now, 25 years old, beg your pardon. And Humphries hitting 267, two homers and 23 batted in. He didn't play yesterday. Chris Oakey did the catching, so Humphries in there today, batting seventh. They're in at the corners thinking about a possible bunt. Here's the stretch by Medina and the pitch. Humphries not bunting on the first pitch, and he takes that off-speed pitch for a strike at 83 miles an hour. Wade now backs up as Humphries showed no indication that he was going to bunt. At Soderstrom, though, he's over at first, and he's in tight. Here's the 0-1, the pitch. Not bunting, and it's strike two. Another off-speed pitch, 0-2.
Well, now with an 0-2 count, both corner infielders, and especially Soderstrom, backing way off. Hernandez keeping an eye on the runner at second. And Fletcher has been bouncing around, being a pest all over the place.
Fletcher at second. Martinez at first. The 0-2. Good slider. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Humphries. I mean, I guess if you're Zach Humphries, if you've seen the first six hitters get a boatload of fastballs. So what happens? He pulls the string three times, and you're out on an 84-mile-an-hour slider with good spin on it. Third strikeout for Medina. And with one out, the batter Jared Walsh, the left-handed hitting DH. Infield set up looking for two. Medina checks the runners and deals. Another breaking ball. This one's too low, 81 miles an hour. Medina had not faced Salt Lake before this year. His starts for Las Vegas this year, his appearances against Reno, Oklahoma City, Sugar Land, and two in Sacramento in early May. Here is the 1-0 to Jared Walsh, hitting 206, five homers, 20 batted in. He takes a breaking ball down and in. It's 2-0 now.
Now we're starting to see Medina go back to the well with that slider over and over again as he faces off against the bottom couple of hitters in the lineup.
I think the first pitch fastball that Fletcher hit for the double might have changed the thinking a little bit about the patterns. 2-0 fastball foul back. There's the fastball at 96, 2-1.
Yeah, especially on the first pitch of an at-bat, if the team's ready to go, starting to swing, they call it sitting dead right on the fastball, especially for a guy in Medina who just has three offerings. It really can mess with your mind and kind of change the way that you pitch.
First and second, one out. We're in the top of the second. Medina, 31 pitches now, delivers. Fastball line foul to the left, slicing back out of play. Two balls and two strikes on Jared Walsh. And the other Jared, Oliva, on deck. 2-2. So now, Medina threw basically nothing but heat in the first inning, but if you're Walsh, you might see anything here. Here's the 2-2. Medina set and deals. There's a breaking ball. Pull fouled outside first. He went to the slider, and Walsh hit it hard, but he pulled it foul. 2-2.
And that's the risk you run throwing a slider that breaks into a left-handed batter if you're a right-handed pitcher, is that if they see it out of the hand, it makes it a lot easier with that pitch staying in the strike zone for much, much longer.
McCann behind the plate, offering up a target. Another 2-2 on the way. Fastball swung on and missed, strike three. Oh, he went back with that pitch with all kinds of jalapeno on it at 97 miles an hour and blew it right by Walsh. Four strikeouts for Medina. So the leadoff double by Fletcher. Martinez walked. And the Aviators are trying to make Salt Lake do what happened with the Aviators in the first inning. With two on, nobody out, and they didn't score. And Salt Lake now has two on with two out. And the number nine hitter, the right-handed hitting right fielder, Jared Oliva, stands in. He didn't play yesterday. Pitch down and away, ball one. Oliva, 233. Six homers, 24 runs batted in. 6'2", 200-pounder, 27 years old from Santa Clarita, California. Was with the Pittsburgh Pirates AAA team last year, Indianapolis. Fastball foul back. 1-1, 95 miles an hour. Get the Ted Weins trivia question for you. And we see that moon that they told us we're going to see above the horizon beyond right field foul territory. Here's the 1-1 to Oliva. Fletcher at second, Martinez at first. Medina ready, and the 1-1 is on the way to Jared Oliva. Fastball, high foul to the right, and that slices back out of play. 1-2.
Yeah, they told us it was going to be, what, a blue supermoon? A really rare kind of lunar event that is not expected to happen for another 37 years. We'll be showing throughout the course of the broadcast because it's now coming up over the horizon on the mountains just beyond the first base side.
A big giant poker chip. 1-2 on Jared Oliva. The stretch by Medina and the pitch. High fouled again to the right. That was a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. Still 1-2 on Oliva.
So there's the expression as a pitcher, you don't want to speed the bat up. If you've got a guy late on the fastballs like Medina has Oliva here, would not be surprising with two strikes to see him throw another fastball, but maybe try to climb the ladder, get him to chase.
There's the 1-2 with two on and two out. Medina delivers. There's a slider. Swung on and missed, strike three. Same pitch he used to get Humphreys. He used it there, so with two on and nobody out, Medina bows his neck and strikes out three in a row. No runs a hit. No errors and two left. And at the end of an inning and a half at Las Vegas Ballpark, there is no score.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Alrighty, welcome back again. I'm Russ Langer along with Matt Nevard. Bottom of the second inning, no score. Bark in the Park tonight. Tomorrow, $2 beers. Hope you join us for game three also at 7:05. Here's Darryl Hernaez. He takes a strike, 0-1 from Carson Fulmer. Hernaez batting in the fifth slot, hitting .315, three homers and 21 runs batted in. Hernaez played second base also last night. Here's the pitch. He gets a breaking ball, fouls it back, and the count 0-2. Hernaez 0-for-4 in the opener last night. And Connor Capel is on deck, then Kyle McCann after that. Bottom of the second, no score. Carson Fulmer, the eighth overall choice in the 2015 draft by the White Sox. Got a big-time signing bonus. Got up to AAA Charlotte by 2016. Here's the pitch. Fastball down and away at 91. One ball and two strikes.
Yeah, Fulmer, a rapid ascension through the White Sox system. It should be similar to what we see from Paul Skeens of the Pirates, just flying through the organization.
There's a line drive into left. Going back, reaching up and making the catch is Orlando Martinez. Hernaez hit that one right on the screws, but he lines out to Martinez in left. Ball kind of took off, and Martinez went back and reached up over his head and grabbed it. Nice play.
Yeah, good piece of hitting there by Hernaez, but he's now 0-for-5 in the series and looking to get back in the hitting ways. He entered into this week with an elongated on-base stretch of 14 games, now trying to start a new one.
White Sox did what any team would do at a first-round pick. They tried to give Fulmer numerous chances. The pitch is a strike, 0-1 to Capel. And 2017, 2018, in the early part of 2019. But the results, as far as the White Sox are concerned, weren't there. Fastball low, 1-1, so he was designated for assignment. And in the summer of 2020, the Tigers claimed him off waivers. But then that didn't last long, less than a month, and then Baltimore claimed him off waivers, but here's the pitch, foul back, 1-2. He was in the Pirates organization, the Baltimore organization, and the Reds claimed him off waivers. That was in 2021. 1-2 on Capel at .269. Connor with 9 homers, 44 batted, and had the game-winning home run last night. Here is the 1-2 on the way. That's in the dirt. Ball 2, 2-2. Then in December of 2021, the Dodgers grabbed Fulmer from the Reds in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft. Dodgers added him to their 40-man roster, called him to the big leagues April 30th of last year. But 2 days later, he was designated for assignment without throwing a pitch. Then they released him in May. Pitch is low. Capel up there with a 3-2 count. And then the next day, he re-signed with the Dodgers on a minor league contract. He went to Oklahoma City, and in 49 games there, he did well. 6-6 with a .286 ERA and 12 saves. There's a fly ball in the center, playable. Jordan Adams backing up a step or two to put it away, and there are two outs in the Las Vegas second inning. No score in the game. And the batter is Kyle McCann, but then he elected free agency after a very good year last year at Oklahoma City. And then this year, signed a minor league deal with the Mariners in February, but they released him 6 weeks later, the end of March. And this past May 29th, he signed a minor league deal with the Angels, and here he is. Breaking ball, that's low. Ball one to Kyle McCann, .282, 14 homers, 49 batted in. Fulmer married his high school sweetheart in November 2017 in Malibu. The pitch, breaking ball, that comes in low. Ball 2, 2-0.
You mentioned Fulmer getting long leash with the White Sox, and you'll see that for first rounders. They kind of get more opportunities than a guy drafted in the 20th round or so, let's say, but it was also a very downstretch for White Sox first rounders.
Pitches inside 3-0.
So Fulmer drafted first round in 2015. The year prior, the White Sox used the number 2 overall pick on a guy named Courtney Hawkins out of high school in Texas, and if you've never heard the name, there's good reason. He never made it above double A as a second overall pick.
High foul to the right out of play, but it's no surprise they green-lighted McCann with two outs and nobody on in a 3-0 count, and he was way out in front of that 92-mile-an-hour pitch and hooked it foul, 3-1.
For Fulmer and the White Sox, you know, back-to-back years where a lot of people think you may have whiffed on a first-rounder, it kind of elongated the leash for both of those guys even more. Hawkins spent 4 years in double A.
Pitch is low, ball 4. Second walk allowed by Fulmer. And that's McCann's first plate appearance of the series. In the Tacoma series, he was 4 out of 15 with 2 home runs. Anyway, the 2-out walk extends the inning for Max Schumann, who also didn't play last night. Max with the league-wide day off on Monday and then not playing yesterday. He hasn't played since Sunday. Max had a good series in Reno, but in Tacoma, he was just 1-for-14, hitting .284. Fastball foul back, strike 1. Max with 9 homers, 41 batted in. McCann at first, 2 down, in the bottom of the second inning, no score. The stretch in the 0-1. Schumann looks at a strike on the outside corner. Good pitch at 92 miles an hour. And the count now is 0-2. Well, the Aviators might have a chance to gain ground. They're in the ninth inning, Oklahoma City 6, Round Rock 1. Pitch in the dirt, 1-2. We'll see how it all plays out.
Such a nice feeling with, you know, still 30 games to go. Being able to watch, you know, around the scoreboard with playoff implications. You know, there's a lot to be said about how the playoffs are done in the minor leagues. So far this year in a vacuum, I've liked the first half, second half.
1-2 to Schumann, breaking ball low. 2-2. Fourth inning, Reno trailing El Paso 3-1. Fourth inning, Albuquerque 2, Sacramento nothing. And in the bottom of the second, Sugar Land leading at Tacoma 1-0. Yeah, it's, you know, you can make an argument both ways, but the Aviators are not going to complain at this point. 2-2 on the outside corner, strike 3 called. And that's it. First strikeout for Fulmer finishes the second inning. For Las Vegas, no runs, no hits, no errors, 1 left. After 2, there's no score.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Right through two, no score. Salt Lake and the Las Vegas Stars on throwback night. 1983. First year of the Las Vegas AAA franchise. The Stars from 83 to 2000. The Las Vegas 51s from 01 through 2018. And now the Aviators. Line drive in the left center by Adams. That ball's in the gap, and look out. The rabbit is loose. Adams racing for second base. Hits the bag, heading for third. The relay by Kevin Smith is way off target. Hits the screen in front of the third base dugout. Bedina grabs it. It is a ringing triple by Jordan Adams on the first pitch of the third inning. Man, can that guy run.
And it's no hyperbole to say that he's one of the best athletes in professional baseball. He was a two-sport star in high school, played both football and baseball. He's one of three players ever to be named as an Under Armour All-American in both football and baseball. The other two, A.J. Brown and Kyler Murray, were both Pro Bowl NFLers. So that's the kind of athlete that we're comparing Jordan Adams to, and he showed it off there.
So now they have a single, double, and a triple off Medina. Adams, the speedster who struck out open a game, has now tripled, and Stefanik takes a pitch outside, ball one. 1-0. Stefanik, again, the league's leading hitter, took a called third strike his first time around. For right. Adams, that is his sixth triple of the year, along with 20 doubles and 13 home runs. Ground ball into left field, a base hit. Adams scores. It is 1-0 Salt Lake. Sharp ground ball into the hole at short, and a little too hot to handle as Smith went to his right, but it went into left field. So there it is, the first run. And the batter is Kevin Padlow, who singled in the first inning. All right. That's four hits for Salt Lake. And Medina now 42 pitches, so he is not that long for the game. Here's the pitch. And it's in the dirt. Dropped by McCann, who didn't see it, but now ball resting right behind the plate, so holding at first is Stefanik. One ball and no strikes on Padlow. 1-0-2 pitch at a little flare in the right center for a single in the first inning. Stefanik at first. Nobody out, top of the third, 1-0 in favor of Salt Lake. Medina from the stretch again, and the pitch. Man, that fastball at 94, foul back out of play. One ball and one strike to count.
One of the areas that Oakland would like Medina to clean up is the consistency late into games. Obviously, we're not going to see it tonight with the pre-prescribed inning and pitch limit, but sometimes his velo does dip in the later stages of his outings.
Slider high, 2-1. Joey Estes supposed to piggyback. Ideally, they'd like to bring Estes in to begin an inning. We'll see. Medina now 45 pitches, 29 strikes. Here's the 2-1 to Padlow. Fastball too high, 3-1. Big league scores, 8th inning. Braves leading at Denver over the Rockies, 7-3. 3rd inning, Diamondbacks, Dodgers, no score. Diamondbacks, the Dodgers have won an unbelievable number of games in August. Here's the 3-1 on the way. Here it is, a swing and a miss. He took something off. 3-1, Angels outlasted the Phillies, 10-8. White Sox beat Baltimore, 10-5. In 10 innings, Cleveland beat Minnesota, 5-2. Cardinals over San Diego, 5-4. Cubs defeated the Brewers, 3-2. Toronto, a 7-0 win at home over Washington. Chris Bassett, his 13th win. Reds beat the Giants, 4-1. Pitches a fly ball to center. Capel has it lined up. Backpedaling, got it. And Stefanik went halfway to second, goes back to first. One out in the third, 1-0 Salt Lake. And Levon Soto, the shortstop, who's 0-1, is coming up. Houston beat the Red Sox at Fenway, 7-4. In Seattle, the Mariners prevailed over the Athletics 5-4. Losing pitcher was Kirby Snead in that game. In 10 innings, Mets beat Texas 6-5. Also in 10, Tampa over the Marlins 3-0. Here's the pitch to Soto now. He swings at a first pitch fastball, strike one. Yankees beat Detroit 6-2, and Pittsburgh defeated Kansas City 4-1.
You mentioned that win for the Mariners. It's their 21st of the month of August. It's the most in a month in franchise history, a top five winningest month in Major League history for the Mariners this month.
Here's the 0-1. Runner goes. Pitch is low. Throw to second by McCann is way in time. And out at second base is Stefanik. And Kevin Smith had that ball so far ahead of Stefanik, he could have autographed it. Two down.
That was a late jump by the base runner. Not sure if that was a delayed steal or what, because McCann really didn't field that one cleanly. It was a good transfer and throw, but as you mentioned, that one got him by a couple of steps. Stefanik, normally a pretty good runner, 8 out of 14 on the year, now 8 for 15.
Well, Soderstrom got him in the 7th inning yesterday when Chad Smith was pitching. Pitch fouled away, 1-2. And now McCann gets him. So now with two outs, Soto up there with a one ball, two strike count. You're up to date in the big league scores.
Yeah, how about the Mariners all of a sudden in first place in the AL West?
That's pretty amazing that they set that record, considering back in the early 2000s they had that one year where they won 116 games.
Most games they won in a month that year was 20.
Mm-hmm. 1-2, fastball foul back, still 1-2. That was 100 miles an hour, that last pitch.
But, I mean, 21 wins in a month. The Rangers are scuffling. Their all-star rookie third baseman, Josh Young, with a hand injury. He's on his way back, though, so the Rangers getting some reinforcements. Corey Seager going to be a big part of them as well.
A pitch down and in. 2-2, and one thing about the Dodgers, Freddie Freeman has a chance to do something that's rarely ever been done, which is hit 60 doubles in a season. He's not there yet, but he's got a shot at it. Pitch in there. Strike three call. Looked like a cutter at 88. Freezing Soto. That's probably it for Medina, my best guess. Six strikeouts in three innings. But Salt Lake gets a run on two hits, no errors, no one left. And at the end of two and a half, it is Salt Lake 1 and the Las Vegas Stars nothing.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family, all in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, we're back again. Yes, we are. Russ Langer along with Matt Neverett. Catch your Las Vegas Aviators plus more local sports on the Silver State Sports and Entertainment Network, friends. Here's Greg Dykeman leading off. First pitch curveball in there for a strike at 79 miles an hour from Carson Fulmer. Dykeman starts off at 278, five homers and 20 batted in. Greg was the DH last night, had a double and three at-bats and scored a run. Pitch makes it 0-2 now.
You mentioned the other local sports here on the Silver State Sports and Entertainment Network. The inaugural football broadcast of the 2023 season upcoming this Saturday. UNLV taking on the Bulldogs of Bryant at 1 o'clock at Allegiant Stadium.
The 0-2, that's in there. Strike three called at the knees. Dykeman not happy. Turns and walks away. Fastball at 91. Second strikeout for Fulmer. And with one out, the batter Tyler Wade, who singled and stole second, went to third on an infield hit, actually went to third on a throwing error by Levon Soto, and then tried to score. He tried to steal home when Smith was running to second and was thrown out at home. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. Nothing and one.
Excited for the start of Rebel football season. I'll be on the call on the TV side. You'll be on the call on the radio. Looking forward to the start of the Barry Odom tenure.
I'm definitely, the pitch is a strike going to, definitely excited about the program, about UNLV football itself. They've got dozens of new players, and from what I understand, the defense should be pretty strong, and we'll see what they bring to the dance. But it all starts this Saturday, as you said, 0-2. And the pitch, Wade takes it in the dirt, one ball and two strikes.
Should be a fun matchup. Yeah, the defense is going to be solid. D.C. Mike Shear coming over with Barry Odom from Arkansas, but Brendan Marion, the new offensive coordinator, one of the youngest and most exciting in the country.
Breaking ball low, 2-2.
Bringing his go-go offense to Las Vegas. You'll see a lot of misdirection, a lot of unbalanced formations, a lot of vertical strikes as well. And we asked him, that was his three tenets of the go-go.
The 2-2. Wade takes it down and in, 3-2.
And then having Doug Brumfield coming back at quarterback will make a huge difference even in the new system. His leadership role really exploding this offseason. Should be fun. This Saturday at 1, UNLV takes on Bryant.
Here's the 3-2 to Tyler Wade now. Breaking ball, pull foul toward the first base dugout. Into the dugout it goes. 3-2 still. Former White Sox pitcher moved around since, Chris Sale. Both grew up in Lakeland. They didn't know each other very well, but had two quality arms in that same town growing up. Here's the 3-2. Wade takes it down and in. Ball four. There's the third walk allowed by Fulmer. With one out, Wade, again, a base-stealing threat deluxe, is at first. And the batter, Kevin Smith, had the infield single in the first inning. The other thing about Fulmer, you might want to think twice before you charge them out. He has a black belt in karate. Many years ago, there was a pitcher. Did you ever hear the name Rudy Cianias? Does that ring a bell?
No, it does not.
Throw to first, and Wade gets back in. He started in the Cleveland organization. He was about 19 and threw high 90s. He was quite a prospect, but he ended up moving around a lot. I think most of his big league time was with the Dodgers. He came from Brawley, California. Here's the pitch to Kevin Smith. There's a line drive to short, caught by Soto, throw back to first, not in time. Dug out by Padlo. The lineout means there are two outs, and the batter Soderstrom, who walked in the first inning. Anyway, Rudy Cianias, like Fulmer, did a lot with martial arts. He used to work out with a lot of those guys, and not someone to be messed with.
Certainly not.
Soderstrom coming up now.
Although I think most pitchers think they know karate when they're on the mound in general. The guy's saying, this is my area when they get charged.
Pitch foul back, strike one, 0-1.
You really don't see many, you know, full-on brawls anymore, especially at the minor league level. Do you have any games that you remember that devolved into madness like that?
Oh, yeah. The several, actually, but mostly, interestingly, not that many in the PCL. Throw to first base and way back. And there have been some minor skirmishes I've seen, but the ugliest action was in the Texas League back when teams played each other 32 times. When you're something's bound to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Throw to first, and Wade gets back in. But I remember I was with the Angels AA team in Midland. They had guys like Tim Salmon and Joe Gray and Kyle Abbott there. And they had a thing in San Antonio with the Dodgers AA team with Pedro Martinez and Raul Mondesi and guys like that, and it was an absolute free-for-all. Breaking ball low, 1-1. And there's another time in El Paso at the old Dudley Park, which is three ballparks ago from what they have in El Paso now. And, there was a lot of interesting stuff. I saw Mike Butcher, who went on to become a pitching coach, punch out the Wichita manager one time. Big chopper to second. Fletcher throws to first, and the inning is over. Well, so far so good for Carson Fulmer. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left. And at the end of three, Salt Lake 1, the Las Vegas Stars nothing.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries.
Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation which vary.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Hello again, friends. Top of the fourth inning. Las Vegas won the opener last night 5-3. And we're in the top of the fourth inning here. 1-0, Salt Lake. Luis Medina still on the bump, and for your play-by-play now, here's Matt Neverett.
Well, thank you, Mr. Russ Langer. David Fletcher to lead things off for Salt Lake in the fourth inning of work for Luis Medina. Hard throwing right, he misses up with the fastball, and we're underway in the fourth. Now, we were told pregame to expect roughly 3 innings and 50 to 60 pitches from Medina. Here comes pitch number 56, and we're in the fourth. It's cut on and missed by Fletcher. There's the slider elevated. And Fletch unable to catch up for strike one. He doubled to the corner in left field to lead off his second. At that point, the first extra base hit of the game either way. He swings late on a fastball and punches it into the seats down the right field line here. And it goes 1-2. Fletcher 2-for-5 with a walk so far in the set. Medina, after 57 pitches, 37 of which have been strikes, deals on 1-2 here. Fletcher takes low for a ball. Now, Joey Estes is warming up in the bullpen beyond the right field fence, but for now, it's Medina's inning here in the fourth.
Oklahoma City has defeated Round Rock 6-3. So the Aviators with an opportunity. We'll see.
Fletcher able to get a piece of that elevated fastball. Tips 99 straight back to the screen to keep the count 2-2. So the Aviators, with a win tonight, would be able to slide 2 games back of Round Rock for the second half title. Divisions don't matter. As far as the first and second half winners, 2-2 fastball right down Broadway for a called strike three. Fletcher down on strikes. That's punch out number 7 for Medina tonight.
98 miles an hour.
I mean, he's got that velocity maintained here, even as he gets into the 60s in the pitch count. And now here comes Fran Reardon. So they wanted to get him as close to 60 pitches on the nose as they could. And that's one area where Fran Reardon, way more often than not, excels, is getting guys to their exact pitch numbers that the Oakland head brass is looking for. So after 3 1/3 and exactly 60 pitches, Luis Medina yanked from the game after striking out 7 Salt Lake Bees, although the Bees on top 1-0, out hitting the Aviators 4-2. Medina out heading towards the first base dugout. Here comes Joey Estes jogging in from the right field bullpen. He'll look to take over with one out. Nobody on here in the top of the fourth inning. We'll step aside for the pitching change with the Bees leading the Stars 1-0.
Save up to $900 on an adjustable purple mattress set right now at the Best Mattress Labor Day sales event. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Purple is the hottest mattress brand out there right now, and this is the biggest savings on them we've ever had. Once you lie down on one, you'll see what all the fuss is about. Plus, you'll get up to a $300 instant gift with your purple purchase. And no down, no interest financing for 48 months. Quick delivery, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of 3 PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Instead of Joey Estes, it's the right-hander Chase Cohen out of the Aviators bullpen. Cohen, the 26-year-old right-hander out of Georgia, stands 6 foot tall, tips the scales at 183 pounds. Here in a 1-0 game, Salt Lake on top of Las Vegas. Orlando Martinez, the left fielder for the visiting Bees, stands in and takes a bouncing fastball at 94 from Cohen for ball one. Martinez took a called ball four in the second from the starter Luis Medina. It was the only free pass that the right-hander allowed. One walk, one run, four hits, and seven strikeouts for Luis in three and a third innings. This one swung on, chopped up the middle, past the diving second baseman Hernandez into center field for a base hit. Big turnaround first for Martinez, but that's where he's got to hold up as Dykeman fires it in from right. Martinez stays perfect, one for one with a base hit and a walk so far tonight. That'll put an insurance run on first here in the fourth and bring up Zach Humphries with one out. Medina, 60 pitches, 39 for strikes. He is the pitcher of record for the Aviators as of now. Cohen trying to keep the score at 1-0 as Humphries stands in from the right. Soderstrom holds on at first as Cohen's first pitch is bounced to Hernandez at second. He's got it. The flip to second is in time. Smith's throw to first is there. A 4-6-3 twin killing. Chase Cohen gives up a base hit to Orlando Martinez, wipes him out immediately in what turns into a 1-2-3 fourth inning for the Aviators using Luis Medina and Chase Cohen. No runs on a hit, no errors, and nobody left on through 3.5 at Las Vegas Ballpark. It's Salt Lake 1, Las Vegas nothing.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. Our brand new state-of-the-art service facility is matched with trained certified technicians with close to 60 years experience who can perform any service in a timely manner. Come and enjoy our unmatched service or ownership at Finley Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
The AAA Championship game returns to Las Vegas Ballpark on Saturday, September 30th. Don't miss the action as the champions of the Pacific Coast and International Leagues battle it out in a one-game winner-take-all matchup. For tickets and more info on the AAA National Championship, visit aviatorslv.com. Salt Lake on top of Las Vegas, 1-0, entering into the bottom of the fourth as Cody Thomas stands in and takes a first pitch ball from Carson Fulmer to get us underway. Chase Cohen, able to retire the side on just a couple of pitches in the fourth inning as Thomas pops this one up in the air to right field. Heading in is Jared Oliva, the right fielder camped underneath it. Sticks both hands up, reaches up, and makes the catch for out number one. Thomas pops out on the second pitch of the bottom of the fourth inning. He's now 0 for 2 in the game. Brings up Daryl Hernandez, who lined out to left in the second. There is action in the Aviators' bullpen behind Chase Cohen. And that is Joey Estes. So Cohen, at least as of now, looking like he's going to be used to bridge the fourth. Perhaps going to see Estes in the fifth. Hernandez takes down a bouncing changeup from Fulmer. One ball, no strikes to the Las Vegas second baseman. Third baseman Stefanik guarding against a bunt. He's even with the bag. Second baseman Fletcher shaded up the middle. Hernandez swings and lights one loftily to left field. It's down for a base hit. Over to the corner to get it is Martinez. Here comes Hernandez to second base. He'll be in standing up as the throw is bounced into Fletcher. First hit for the Aviators since the second batter of the ballgame all the way back in the first is a Daryl Hernandez double, his 11th two-bagger of the year with the Aviators. And Hernandez recording his first hit of the series. He's now 1-for-6. One out, one on in a 1-0 game as the Stars look to battle back. They've got the tying run on second here in the fourth for Connor Capel. 2-for-4 with the home run yesterday to put the Aviators on top. 0-for-1 with the fly out to center so far tonight. That first pitch is down. Fulmer into the 60s in terms of the pitch count. That last one was number 60, in fact. Shortstop Soto keeping an eye on Hernández as Capel swings and pops this one up to left center. Over to get it is the center fielder Adams. He gets behind it and makes the catch with Hernández tagging at second, feigning a run to third, but a strong throw bounced into Stefanik. Will keep Hernández at bay at second base. So after Thomas flies out to right, Hernández with a double, Capel pops out to center. And that'll bring up Kyle McCann with two outs and the tying run on second base here in the fourth inning. McCann playing for the first time in the series without an at-bat on paper. He walked back in the second. Right on left matchup. It begins with a breaking ball outside. That was the changeup at 85 for Fulmer. Not a lot of wind to speak of, blowing ever so softly out beyond the right field fence. Right fielder Oliva playing McCann way off the line. Left-handed batter takes another changeup outside from Fulmer. Two balls, no strikes to McCann, who's hitting 282 coming in. 14 homers, 49 RBIs. Missed some time in the last month with a hip ailment. Takes a 2-0 curveball over the middle for a called strike one. That's just a sign of McCann having the approach. Typically, you're going to look for either your pitch or a fastball on 2-0. McCann saw the curveball out of the hand and let it go for strike one. 2-1 offering is swung on and missed. That was the curveball yet again. Fulmer going all soft stuff to McCann and would not be surprised in the slightest to see him stay with it here on 2-2. Deuces wild in the fourth. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Hernández off second after a double. Infield playing McCann to pull as Fulmer deals on 2-2. McCann with an excuse me swing and a miss for strike three. Nothing going for the Aviators in their half of the fourth inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and Darryl Hernández stranded on base. Through four full from Las Vegas Ballpark, it's the Bees one, the Stars nothing.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Sometimes the best summer getaway is the journey to the getaway. Start your summer road trip adventure at Hyundai. Now during the Getaway Sales Event. Hurry in for great deals on many models, all backed by America's best warranty. It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Get up to $1,000 bonus cash on the 2023 Tucson or Santa Fe, plus 3.29% APR. Test drive a new Hyundai today. Hurry. The Hyundai Getaway Sales Event ends September 5th. Offers end 9/5/23. Call 562-314-4603 for complete offer details.
One to nothing the score. Salt Lake on top of Las Vegas as we enter into the top half of the fifth inning. Matt Neverett along with Russ Langer from Las Vegas Ballpark. And into the game is the 21-year-old right-hander Joey Estes, our pregame guest today. Thank you, Joey, for taking some time to join us on the broadcast. He'll face off against the 8-9-1 hitters in the Salt Lake lineup with the Bees on top of the Stars thus far. Jared Walsh, the DH, to lead it off against the 6'2" right-hander Joey Estes. Estes, the third pitcher used by skipper Fran Ridden today. Chase Cohen able to get two outs on three pitches, bridging the gap in the third inning. As this one's popped sky high by Walsh to straightaway center field. In comes Capel. Center fielder is camped underneath it, and he's got it for out number one. One pitch, one out. So far, so good for Joey Estes here in the fifth inning. From one Jared to another as Walsh flies out, here's Oliva in from the right side. Oliva with a swinging strikeout, like Walsh ahead of him in the second, both against the starter Medina, who finished with seven Ks over three and a third. Estes so far with Las Vegas on the year, 2-0 with a 4.12 ERA. This is his fifth outing, his fourth, or rather his first out of the pen. He'll deal out of the full windup to Oliva, who takes that pitch inside. 2-0 with the 4.12 ERA, as mentioned. 21 strikeouts in now 20 innings on the nose for Estes in the AAA level. He's walked eight. Opponents batting .244 against him. That 1-0 fastball scooped up over the outside by McCann for strike one. Really good numbers for Estes in AA Midland this year. 100 strikeouts even in 104 and a third innings. Breaking ball pulled foul on the third base side. Right past the skipper Keith Johnson in the third base box. A ball and two strikes to Oliva with the B's on top, 1-0. Estes, a top 15 prospect of the A's, comes in rated by MLB Pipeline as the number 14 prospect in the system. 1-2 pitches tip straight back. Oliva stays alive. Estes, a Southern California native, committed to Long Beach State out of high school. That was until the Braves signed him as a 16th round pick in the 2019 draft. Went way over slot to get him. Another 1-2. Oliva hits this one off the hands. A lightly lit line drive to short that's gloved on the backhand by Kevin Smith for out number two. That one not hit hard. Looked like a jam shot. And Smith was able to track down easily. So far, so good for Estes. That brings us back to the top of the lineup for Jordan Adams. Adams with a triple, scoring the only run of the game to follow back in the third inning. Speedster takes high. Estes spinning a slider at 81. Adams is 1-for-2 overall, struck out swinging against Medina to start the game. Estes from the full line. It's a pitch dribbled foul down the third base side. On the second hop, goes into the Salt Lake dugout. A little bit of friendly fire for Adams to move it 1-1. So when Estes was picked in 2019, he was still just 17 years old. Birthday October 8th of 2001, so he was young for his grade as well. This offering's punched in the air down the right field side. Over towards the corner is Dykeman. He can't get it. It lands on the line for a fair ball. Adams rounds first and is into second easily on that lightly hit double down the right field side. And Adams with a triple and a double in his last two at-bats now. Mention it during the last half inning. No wind to speak of tonight. If there's any wind pushing that thing to the right, it was up there long enough where it would have been impacted. But Adams, the speedy outfielder, able to get into second easily. That's his 21st double of the year. He's rising that average in two plate appearances alone. Here's a guy who knows a thing or two about average. It's the league's leader in batting average, Michael Stefanik. 358 hitter on the year. Swings at the first pitch and slices it foul on the right field line. Stefanik, no stranger to hits. In fact, he's got one in each of the two games of the series so far. Singled to drive in Adams in the third inning. Rolled one up the middle after Adams tripled ahead of him to lead off the frame. Here's the 0-1 from Estes, who's out of the stretch for the first time. Fastball at the knees for strike two at 95 on the gun. Estes was sent over from the Braves in the Matt Olson deal in 2022. He was a 20-year-old at Advanced A Lansing. His 0-2 pitch just off the outside. He tried the curveball. Estes still trying to refine the pitch mix. Fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. Fastball's his weapon. He throws it here, and it's popped up shallow to right. Heading out is Hernandez. Heading in is Dykeman. It'll be the right fielder to call off the second baseman and make a one-hand catch on the move for out number three. Jordan Adams, a two-out double. That's it for Salt Lake in the top of the fifth. No runs on a hit, no errors. And one runner left on through half a ball game with 4.5 innings down. It's Salt Lake 1. The Stars do up next with nothing.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability, and for the first time ever, seven-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more, with a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Bally Live is the home of minor league baseball. Download the app today to watch every game across every level and join in with the live chat, trivia questions, and more. Watch, play, and win all season long on the Bally Live app. Bottom of the fifth, Salt Lake leads Las Vegas 1-0. Carson Fulmer's first pitch to Max Schumann bounces for a ball. Schumann followed by Dykeman and Wade. The 8-9-1 hitters for the Aviators due up here in the fifth. Fulmer working out of the stretch with nobody on. Misses up and into Schumann for ball two. Schumann 0 for 1 tonight. His first appearance of the series here in game 2 out of 6. Took a called third strike against Fulmer to end the second. One of three strikeouts for the Salt Lake starter to this point. He misses outside here when the count goes 3 balls, no strikes to the leadoff hitter Max Schumann. Schumann also leads the team in walks. He's walked 50 times in just over 340 plate appearances. He's ahead 3-0 here. Watches a fastball right down the middle for a call strike one. Carson Fulmer's an interesting case. Huge prospect. First round pick out of Vanderbilt by the White Sox. As Schumann hits a ground ball to third. Gloves on a hop by Stefanik. Third baseman's up and firing to first in time as Schumann grounds out to start the fifth. Brings up Dykeman, who's 0 for 1. But for Fulmer, the highest ceiling imaginable and one of the longer leashes of a first round pick in a while. But over the last couple of years, he's been predominantly, if not only, a bullpen arm. That is until this year. The Angels really like what they have in the 29-year-old right-hander from Lakeland. Swing and a miss here by Dykeman. Starts him out nothing and one. Dykeman, a strikeout victim to start the third inning after Schumann struck out to end the second. Swing and a foul ball straight back. Moves it quickly, nothing and two. For Carson Fulmer, this is just his eighth start, ninth appearance of the year. It's just the second time that he's thrown into the fifth inning. He went 5 1/3 in his most recent outing against Round Rock. Otherwise, four innings or less every time. Swing and a miss for strike three here. Dykeman sat down on three pitches. 0 for 2 with a couple of Ks is the Aviator right fielder. Two up, two away for Fulmer here in the fifth. He's retired four in a row and seven of the last eight since walking Wade in the third. Here comes Tyler Wade now. Two outs, nobody on. The Bees on top, 1-0. Fulmer through 4 2/3 innings so far. Starts off the leadoff batter with a ball outside. Fastball at 92. In that outing against Round Rock in the 24th, Fulmer went a season-high 5 1/3 innings. Didn't give up a run while walking three and hitting a batter. Also spread out three hits as he misses outside here with the curveball. I mentioned this is Fulmer's eighth start of the year. That's more than he's made in the last 4 years combined in terms of starts. His pitch way up and out, and Wade moves ahead 3 balls, no strikes. So nice start of the year this year. He made one start last year,
2 in 2021, none in 2019, and a matching 9 in 2018, his first year out of the bullpen. A four-pitch walk to Wade as that fastball's way outside. Wade remains perfect. A base hit in the first inning, followed by back-to-back walks in the third and the fifth. So after a ground out and a strikeout, Wade walks to put the tying run on with two down. And that brings up Kevin Smith, who played a major part in the game yesterday. 5-3 win for Las Vegas. Before the at-bat, though, here comes the pitching coach, Darren Ebert. There is action in the Salt Lake bullpen as the right-hander Gerardo Reyes starts to throw. Gerardo spelled with a G. So as Ebert gets to the mound, trying to slow the rhythm of Carson Fulmer down. They'd love to get him through five here. Tell you what, it is a unique time of year to be a AAA ball player. Talked yesterday about how the Angels placed five players on waivers of the Major League roster. The Athletics making a couple of moves that affect Las Vegas today, including removing Spencer Watkins, Connor Capel, and Cody Thomas from the 40-man. All three of them cleared waivers and remained here, accepting the assignment on paper. All right, here's Kevin Smith, who takes a first pitch in the dirt. Good block by the catcher, Humphreys, with the speediest star on first in Tyler Wade. Talking about the roster moves, tomorrow's going to be the day where you'll see a flurry of activity from just about every franchise at the AAA and Major League levels. Huge jump for Wade. This pitch way downstairs for a ball. No throw, not even a look from Humphreys. Stolen base for Wade is his second of the game and his 33rd of the year. Look out, Jordan Adams, who leads the league with 39 out in center field. Here's Tyler Wade rapidly rising in the PCL's stolen base leaderboard. Smith's ahead, two balls, no strikes. Watching all the way on a breaking ball in the dirt here to bring it 3-0. Tyler Soderstrom, the next man up with two down. Smith trying to reach base and give Soderstrom a couple of runners on instead of just the one. Wade's off second. Here's the 3-0 from Fulmer. That's right down the middle for strike one. Smith with a base hit in the first inning. Poked one to left field before lining out to the shortstop Soto in the third. Put a good charge into it, but right at the chest. Here's the 3-1 from Fulmer. Smith fouls it back and the count goes full. The reason tomorrow's going to be the day where a lot of these roster moves happen is to be added to the Major League roster when they expand on September 1st, you have to have been on the roster for a day. So we'll see what the moves are tomorrow. The 3-2 payoff to Smith. Fastball called for strike three. Fulmer painting the outside corner for the final out of the fifth inning. Fulmer threw five. The B's on top to this point in the fifth for the Aviators. No runs on, no hits. Kevin Smith walked the only base runner he was stranded on. We've played five full from Las Vegas Ballpark. It's been a pitcher's delight with the Bees leading the Stars 1-0.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family, all in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Not much offense to speak of so far in the second game of six between Las Vegas and Salt Lake. The Aviators in the midst of a six-game series, a 12-game homestand. As we approach the end of the year, the Bees on top 1-0 as Joey Estes stands in for his second inning of work atop the mound, missing inside to Kevin Padlo, dealing that fastball in near the ribs. Estes with some tempo, deals out of the full wide on 1-0 as Padlo crushes this one deep to left. Schumann's at the track, left fielder at the wall. He'll watch it go over the fence for a long ball as Kevin Padlo now expanding the Salt Lake lead to 2-0. That one hanging up there for quite some time. A curveball that Estes left hanging up over the plate. Padlo now with 12 home runs, 44 driven in on the year. And that'll pad the Salt Lake lead on top by a pair. For Estes, that's the fifth home run that he's given up since being added to the Aviators roster. Although the game's still well within reach, just a 2-0 lead. Levon Soto will look to follow it up. Soto, left-handed hitting shortstop, who's nothing for two. He's aggressive, swings and misses at a first-pitch fastball. Estes climbing the ladder there at 94. Estes making his fifth outing with the Aviators. As he gets a ground ball to second, over to his right is Darryl Hernandez. He gloves it on a backhand and throws it to first base in time for out number one. Soto now nothing for three as that brings up David Fletcher, who's 1-2. For Estes, this is just his second outing at Las Vegas Ballpark, and the first one did not quite go how he wanted it. 3 2/3 innings against Sacramento on the 11th of August. Charged for 5 runs on 10 hits. Gave up a pair of long balls in that game as well. First pitch fastball over the inside for a strike to Fletcher. In fact, that Padlo long ball that was just hit, the first home run that Estes has allowed over his last 12-plus innings of work since that outing against Sacramento here. That pitch over the outer third for a called strike two. Fastball at 93 for Estes. And with the score 2-0, the count nothing and two. Here's the pitch. Reaching out to poke that one straight back is Fletcher. Man, he was fooled, but got the end of the bat on it to stay alive. Since that outing here at Las Vegas Ballpark on the 11th, Estes has been dominant. Back-to-back innings, or outings, I should say, of 5 2/3 innings apiece. One in Reno on the 17th, one in Tacoma on the 23rd. He deals again on 0-2. Fletcher pokes this one to shallow right. Hernandez sprinting out. Coming in is Dykeman. It falls between them for a base hit. It's not about how hard you hit it. More often than not, it's about where. And for Fletcher, who was fooled badly again, somehow able to pop that one over the head of Darryl Hernandez, who, to his credit, was on his horse as soon as that one left the wood. That's just the sixth hit for Salt Lake tonight. Make it the eighth hit for Salt Lake tonight. Aviators with just 3 hits and no runs. Cuban outfielder Orlando Martinez now due up. Stands in from the left side with 1 on and 1 down. Takes a first pitch fastball over the inside for a strike. The most recent outing for Estes was his best with the Aviators thus far. 5 2/3 scoreless at Tacoma. Struck out 5, walked 1 while giving up 3 hits. There was a change up low. 1-1 to Martinez. Left fielder batting out of the sixth spot, who has walked and singled today, has yet to move past first base when he's reached. Soderstrom holding on, a very short lead for Fletcher, as Martinez waves and misses over another changeup from Estes, pulling the string at 87 there for strike two. Estes has been all over the strike zone to this point, 24 pitches, 19 of them for strikes. Way off the line at third is Wade, almost a pseudo shift. Here's the 1-2 from Estes out of the stretch. Swung on and fouled back. Martinez, like Fletcher ahead of him, able to stay alive on a 1-2 foul ball. Be interesting to see where a lot of these players, all 5 of them that the Angels put on waivers yesterday, end up. Lucas Giolito, probably the most exciting of all of them. Breaking ball in the dirt for ball 2.
And what's interesting is that since being placed on waivers, the only two position players that were in that five, dominant today in the Angels' victory. Randall Grichuk, who homered and doubled. Meanwhile, the 2-2 in there for a called strike, three over the inside. Estes freezing Martinez, who's been retired for the first time tonight. And that's a big out number two here in the sixth. But, of course, one thing that people don't consider is that when there's moves at the major league level, you got to fill it in from somewhere, especially with the rosters expanding on Friday. First pitch to Humphreys is outside. That was the changeup at 82. Humphreys, hitless in his series debut. He struck out and grounded out to this point. Short lead for Fletcher off first with Soderstrom holding him on there. Broken bat pop up to the left side of the infield. Initially called by Estes. Instead, the preferable option will be the third baseman, Wade, calling him off and making the catch before heading to the first base dugout. Kevin Padlo expands the Salt Lake lead with a leadoff home run. Overall in the six for the Bees. One run on two hits, no errors, and a man left on through 5.5 innings. It's Salt Lake 2, Las Vegas nothing.
Next up is power hitter and player favorite, Buffalo. Talk about impressive game. Buffalo slots by Aristocrat Gaming are real crowd pleasers. Check out Aristocrat Gaming's winning lineup of slot games at a casino near you. Aristocrat Gaming, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700 for 21 and older.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Welcome to the Real Estate Jackpot, folks. Aaron and Jacob Taylor, the real estate guys, are here to make your home selling experience a winning one.
Feeling lucky? We got a deal you can't resist. We offer a cash advance to all sellers with zero interest.
Roll the dice with us. We'll handle all repairs with no upfront money. No need to wager your hard-earned savings on home improvements.
Are you holding a house of horrors? No worries. We buy all ugly and distressed properties for cash within 5 days.
And Jacob, here's the best part. We'll make sure you hit the real estate jackpot, getting you the most money for your home.
Trust the real estate guys. Nevada's number one real estate brand with 28 years of experience and over 7,000 families helped.
So call us today, 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
As Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and much, much more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved today. Bottom of the sixth from Las Vegas Ballpark. The Bees on top of the Stars, 2-0. New arm on top of the hill for Salt Lake is Gerardo Reyes. Reyes, the tall right-hander wearing number 3, set to face off against the number 3 batter in the Aviators lineup as Tyler Soderstrom stands in and takes a called ball, one outside. Reyes, a 5'11", 195-pound righty from Ciudad Victoria in Mexico, traded from the Padres organization back in 2020, dealing here to Soderstrom. A fastball over the outside at 96 for a called strike one to the Aviators' left-handed batting first baseman. Tyler's 0-for-1, walked in the first, grounded out to second in the third. Reyes working exclusively from the stretch here with nobody on, rocks and fires. Soderstrom swings and pops it up deep to left field. Back goes Martinez, play for the left fielder as he heads towards center, drifting to make the catch for out number one. Soderstrom put pretty good wood on that for a pitch that looked like it jammed him in on the hands. But one up, one down. So far, so good for Reyes in Salt Lake. Brings up Cody Thomas from the left side. Thomas hitless with the fielder's choice in the first and a fly ball out to right in this fourth. Gerardo Reyes, a veteran 30-year-old, comes set and deals to Thomas. Check the swing on the first pitch that's inside on the slider. Reyes, so far this year in 20 appearances out of the bullpen, 2-1 record, a 4.09 ERA, 39 strikeouts to 9 walks in 33 innings on the year. This is low to Thomas here. Two balls and no strikes to the Aviators' designated hitter. Reyes also 5 of relief appearances with the Angels this year. 6.75 ERA and 6 1/3 innings. Here's his 2-0 to Cody. Swung on and lined straight back on the fastball. Reyes, no stranger not only to the Salt Lake Clubhouse, but to the PCL in general. Split last season between Salt Lake and the Angels, mostly with Salt Lake, where he made 46 appearances to the tune of a 3-4 record, 3.74 ERA. 2-1 pitch, line down the right field side. That'll drop into the corner as Thomas rounds first, zooms to second. All of us up with it. The right fielder's throw to the base, not in time, as the shortstop Soto had to come off to grab it as well. 21st double of the year for Cody Thomas. Gets something started for the Aviators with one out in the sixth. We were talking last night about how dangerous Connor Capel is when he gets the arms extended. Cody Thomas maybe even more so, golfing that pitch off the shoot tops over the outside. That'll bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Darryl Hernaez, who doubled in the fourth. Prior to that, Thomas two-bagger. That was the only extra base hit for Las Vegas tonight. Hernaez takes a hefty cut at the first pitch, but can't connect on a fastball elevated at 97 over the letters. Hernaez lined out to left field to lead off the second and his only other at-bat of the night, so he's put the bat on the ball hard twice. He takes up here another 97-mile-an-hour fastball from Reyes. A ball and a strike to Hernaez. Meanwhile, Reyes pitching for the first time since the 25th. A four-day layoff for the Mexican-born right-hander as he bats Hernaez away with a changeup. That one got out of the hand and was way high and tight. 2-1 to the Las Vegas second baseman. Second baseman Fletcher keeping an eye out defensively on Thomas. Here's the 2-1. Inside again. That time on a fastball. Hernaez backing away from 97 by the jawline, and the count goes to 3-1. Reyes pitched twice in the Round Rock series. Actually had the exact same stat line in both games. He got the loss on the 25th, took a no decision on the 22nd. His 3-1 pitch way inside of Hernaez, and that'll put the tying run on with one down for Connor Capel. But in those two outings, Reyes went exactly one inning, gave up two runs, both earned, on two hits, while giving up a home run and walking a batter, not recording a strikeout. It was the exact same line. Only difference was the game situation on the 25th in which he took a loss. Round Rock took the lead while he was in. So before Connor Capel can get a chance to square off against Reyes, here comes the pitching coach Darren Ebert to have a conference on the mound. He'll be joined by the shortstop Soto. So a four-man group including pitcher, catcher, shortstop, and pitching coach being broken up as we speak by Randy Rosenberg. After Tyler Soderstrom flied out to left to lead off the inning, Cody Thomas doubled. Darryl Hernaez then took a 5-pitch walk to set up Connor Capel in yet another big-time spot here in the bottom of the sixth with Salt Lake leading 2-0. It was Capel's 2-run go-ahead home run in the fourth inning yesterday that put the Aviators on top 4-3. It was a 5-3 win. Capel with an opportunity to play hero once more tonight. He's flied out to Adams in center in his two plate appearances thus far. First pitch from Reyes. Just in the strike zone at the knees. Called for strike one on the fastball. That one 96. Not received cleanly by Humphreys. Thomas off second. Hernaez off first. Here's the 0-1 to Capel. Check swing foul ball goes into the Salt Lake dugout. Look out down there. On the third base side, that one hitting off the protective netting above it before skipping off the ground and then back onto the playing surface. Aviators manager Fran Reardon makes a flip into the seats. Capel's behind, nothing in two. Shortstop Soto keeping an eye on the runner second. Here's Reyes to the plate. Capel takes high and away for ball one. That's the bait pitch, if you will, by Reyes. The infield playing Capel to pull the outfield. especially Oliva in right, positioned the other way. Oliva way off the line with the left-handed hitter in. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Outside, that looked like the changeup. So from 0-2 to 2-2, Capel working a nice at-bat here against Reyes, at least to this point. Bees lead it 2-0, out hitting the Stars 8-4. The count, 2-2. Here's the pitch. Capel chops it to first, glove by Padlo. The throw's to second base, it's in time. Soto's turn and throw to the base at first is not. Great coverage by Gerardo Reyes to get there, but Capel able to beat it out and keep the inning alive. First baseman Padlo did exactly what you're supposed to do on a hard hit ball right to you. He gloved and got, at least in his instance, the lead runner. The actual lead runner, Thomas, goes second to third. Hernandez put out 3-6 on the scorecard at home. Capel beating it out to garner a fielder's choice. So that puts runners on the corners with two down, two outs here in the sixth inning for McCann. Left-handed batting backstop. Swings with the first pitch. Crushes it deep to right. Did he? Yes, he did. Kyle McCann puts the Aviators on top. Their first runs of the game come on one swing. A three-run bomb for McCann, and the Aviators lead it 3-2. Oh, what a blast from Kyle McCann. His 15th of the year. Comes on a fastball, center cut down the heart of the dish. He left no doubt on a ball that left his bat at 105 miles an hour. Second straight day in the series, the Aviators have taken a lead on a go-ahead home run. You want to talk about energizing a crowd. Kyle McCann's got them on the edge of their seats. First pitch to Max Schumann in the follow-up effort is a ball high. Three RBIs for McCann there as well. Put him over the 50-ribby plateau. Numbers 50, 51, and 52 on one swing. Reyes misses high to Schumann. Two balls and no strikes to the Aviators left fielder, who's nothing for two. For Reyes, that's the seventh home run that he's given up on the year. Schumann waves and misses at a 2-0 fastball. Reyes toying with fire. That thing right down the middle once more at 94. Base is empty. Two down. All of a sudden, Las Vegas leads it 3-2. Schumann fouls a fastball straight back, and count goes all square at deuces. Schumann struck out swinging against Fulmer in the second. He then grounds it out to third against the starter to lead off the fifth inning. Fulmer, after going five shutout innings, will get a no decision. Schumann pops this one up to shallow right center field. Hanging up there for the right fielder, Oliva, who's tracked it. He reaches up and he's got it with the damage done in the bottom of the sixth inning. Three-run home run by Kyle McCann sets up a three-run inning on two hits, no errors, and nobody left on. For the first time tonight, after six innings of play, it's the Stars on top of Salt Lake, 3-2.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
At Fairway Chevrolet on East Sahara, it's all about family. Whether it's your work family or your most precious family, our family has you covered. We'll take care of the family-friendly pricing on every new Chevy so you can enjoy the things that matter most in life. Your family. Family-friendly pricing only at the Fairway Truck Mega Store on East Sahara near Boulder Highway. Visit fairwaychevy.com. Find new roads.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money.
Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Top of the seventh from Las Vegas Ballpark. For the first time tonight, Las Vegas on top of Salt Lake. Thanks to a three-run home run by Kyle McCann in the bottom of the sixth inning. Back out for another inning atop the mound is Joey Estes facing off against Jared Walsh to get it started. And back on the saddle on the play-by-play, here's Russ Langer.
Boy, thank you, Matt. So now here's the pitch to Walsh, and Estes misses way high and away, ball one, 1-0. So Joey's gone two innings, allowed a run on three hits thus far. And Walsh struck out against Medina and fly to center against Estes, opening up the fifth. Jared Oliva next, and then the top of the order, Jordan Adams. Fastball a little outside, 2-0. Well, we already told you that Round Rock lost. The team that the Aviators entered the night tied with, here's the 2-0 on the way, and it's a pitch foul back, strike one, 2-1. Sugarland led 1-0 at Tacoma until the fourth inning. Sugarland, not one of the better offensive teams in the league, scored 7 runs in the fourth, and they've scored 4 more in the fifth. Breaking ball hooked foul to the right. That's back out of play. 2-2. So, fifth inning, Sugarland 12, Tacoma nothing. And so the Aviators have a chance to gain on Round Rock, which has already lost, and Tacoma's well behind in the fifth inning now in that game against Sugarland. Here's the 2-2. Walls takes a fastball high at 93. It's 3-2.
That's the thing in the Pacific Coast League. No lead is safe. Even a 12-run advantage in the Pacific Northwest.
3-2. Walsh getting back in. Estes threw two. A run, three hits. One strikeout. The 3-2 is a high pop-up on the left side. Tyler Wade, this is a big league pop-up. This thing could bring rain. And Wade makes a one-handed catch on the grass. And there is one out. And the batter, Jared Oliva, who struck out swinging against Medina and lined out to shortstop Kevin Smith facing Joey Estes. So Estes is the pitcher of record, and we'll see how he does. And here's Oliva. Joey pitching with a lead now, 3-2. One out, seventh inning. Oliva, 230, half a dozen homers, 24 batted in. Fastball hits the inside corner for a strike at 94 miles an hour. And it's 0-1. Ted Wien's trivia coming up in just a little bit. Here's the 0-1 now. Estes rocks and deals. That one's down and in with some cut on it at 86, 1-1.
Definitely want to give credit to Connor Capel for his effort in the bottom of the sixth inning. It'll go unnoticed, especially in the box scores. He was given credit for a fielder's choice. But the fact that he beat out that ground ball to first set up McCann.
Fastball swing and a miss, 1-2. A very good point. And that's Capel hustling, as he generally does. And that, as you said, that gave McCann the opportunity, and he jumped all over that first pitch.
Well, especially for a guy in Capel that, as we talked about in the earlier innings, outrighted, taken off the 40-man roster today, so he's got something to prove.
1-2. Breaking ball. He checked up on his swing. The appeal at first, Louis Krupa indicates no swing. Ball two. 2-2 on Jared Oliva.
I mean, you wonder what the mentality of guys like Capel or Cody Thomas that, you know, taken off the 40-man roster at the minor league level. But how about guys like Jared Walsh and Randall Grichuk for the Angels today?
2-2 on the outside corner. Strike three called. 95 miles an hour. And a disappointed Oliva spins and heads back to the third base dugout. Two outs in the Salt Lake seventh. And the batter, Jordan Adams, who's having a very good day. After striking out on the Medina high heat in the first inning, he tripled and scored in the third. And then lofted a fly ball down the right field, and it hit just inside the chalk for a double in the fifth against Estes. Here's the pitch. Fastball foul back. He challenged him. 94 miles an hour, 0-1. The state in baseball history coming up, and we've got the Ted Wiens trivia question also. Getting ready for that. 4,617 here this evening. Tomorrow, $2 beers. Fastball, a little low perhaps. One ball and one strike. 94-mile-an-hour pitch. 1-1. Base is clear. Two down. And the 1-1. And a breaking ball is outside at 85. Backhanded by McCann. Two balls and one strike to count on Jordan Adams.
One thing I've noticed from Estes is that even when the pitch is way out, he's got these hitters looking like they're going to start to swing.
There's a fly ball to left field toward the corner. Schumann angling over. Max is there. He's got it. And that's the inning. 93 mile an hour fastball. Adams flying out to the left field corner. And Estes throws a 1-2-3 seventh inning. So Joey's gone three innings so far and allowed one run. We're in the seventh inning stretch. And the score, the Las Vegas Stars 3, the Salt Lake Bees 2.
Talk about a winning lineup. The Aristocrat Gaming team just keeps delivering big hit action. The crowd is going wild for their slots. The Buffalo and Lightning Link to Dollar Storm and Dragon Cash. This gaming legacy delivers. Check out Aristocrat Gaming's winning lineup of slot games at a casino near you. Aristocrat Gaming, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700 for 21 and older.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cashback rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way. And earn cashback rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Alrighty, that's the Hollies. And now we're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Las Vegas leading 3-0. They were down 2-0 in the bottom of the sixth, and with two on and two out, Kyle McCann belted his 15th home run, a three-run job over the fence and right against Gerardo Reyes. Reyes is finished after one inning. Allowed three runs earned on two hits, a walk, no strikeout. The new pitcher, Luis Leto. And the first pitch is low to Dykeman. Greg held up on it. Ball one. One ball and no strikes. Big righty Luis Leto, 6'4", 240. 28 years old from La Romana in the Dominican. Pitch missing, and the count is 2-0, 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Leto, 3-3, a 5.29 ERA. He's been a starter much of the year. 15 starts, only his third relief appearance, as a matter of fact. Check swing, the appeal at third. Once again, Tyler Jones says, nope, no swing, 3-0. After Dykeman, who has been up twice and struck out twice, both times against Carson Fulmer. Back to the top of the order. Tyler Wade and Kevin Smith. Pitches inside, a four-pitch walk to Dykeman. And that brings up Tyler Wade. Leto, 68 innings, 68 hits. Seven home runs. Nothing really wrong with any of those numbers. And there's nothing wrong with 54 strikeouts in 68 innings. But the problem has been walks. 41, that's a lot for that number of innings. Now he just walked Dykeman. Here is Wade, who hasn't been retired yet. He has singled, walked. He has two steals, and he's been caught once. Third baseman Stefanik comes in tight. The pitch. Fastball, line in the left center. Base hit rolling toward the gap. Adams and Martinez. Martinez picks it up, fires toward third. Here comes Dykeman. He slides in there, and Wade goes down to second base. Boy, Wade, I'll tell you something. In the last 3 weeks, it seems like every time you look out, Tyler Wade's figuring out another way to get on base. He legs out a double to left center. And Dykeman beat the throw to third. So Wade, a couple of hits last night, a couple of hits tonight, and two walks. Now two for two. Second and third, nobody out. The infield is in. Kevin Smith takes a fastball up and away, ball one. 1-0. Kevin against Fulmer, had an infield single, then was picked off second. Lined out to short and struck out looking. He's one for three. Dykeman at third, Wade at second, nobody out. Seventh inning, 3-2 Las Vegas. Smith hits a bounding ball into center field. Base hit. Dykeman scores. Reardon is waving Wade in. He's going to score on a two-run single by Smith. Las Vegas now leads it 5-2. Kevin Smith, second hit of the night, knocks in two big insurance runs. And now, keep in mind also, we're talking about Smith. We've talked about his home runs, averaging a home run every 10 at-bats. He now has 44 RBIs in only 38 games. And there's still nobody out. Here's Soderstrom. Walk, grounded out, and flied out. Pitch is a strike. 0-1 at 90 miles an hour. So Dykeman walked. Wade, a line drive into left center, doubling Dykeman over to third. And Smith, a sharp ground ball to center, knocking in two, singling in the two runs. Here's the 0-1 to Soderstrom. There's a chopper toward second, charging is Fletcher. He gloves, throws, and gets him. That's out number one on the play, and that slowly hit bounding ball. Smith advances to second. Soderstrom 0-for-3 plus a walk. Smith at second with one out. And the batter, Cody Thomas. Thomas is grounded into a force play, fly to right, then he doubled to right against Reyes an inning ago in the sixth. That was the hit that sparked that rally. Cody doubled, and Hernandez walked. Capel, a key play, avoiding the double play in his ground ball to first by hustling up the line. Fastball strike, 0-1. And that hustle by Capel, beating the throw to avoid the double play, gave McCann a chance to hit. And it took him only one pitch. Boom. Three-run home run. It's flipped the script in this game. Here's the 0-1 to Cody Thomas. Late 0 throws. Fastball. That's a strike at 96. Strike two. 0-2 on Cody Thomas. Two runs in. One man on. And one man out in the bottom of the seventh inning. Aviators down 2-0 in the sixth. Now lead 5-2 in the bottom of the seventh. The 0-2 to Thomas. Fastball grounded on the first baseline, gloved at the line by Padlo. He runs to the bag and gets there ahead of Thomas. Out number two, Smith advances to third. Cody got decent wood on that ball on the 0-2 pitch, but hit it right to Padlo on two hops. And here's Hernandez. Hernandez has lined out to left and doubled to left. He hit the ball hard twice against Fulmer, but then against Reyes in the sixth, he walked and was forced out. He's 1-for-2 if you add it all up. Here's the pitch to Darryl Hernandez. Slider in the dirt, and the ball is at the plate in the left-handed batter's box. Humphreys didn't see it at first, but Smith holding it third. Ball one, 1-0. One ball and no strikes on Darryl Hernandez. Smith down the line from third. Lato delivers. And the breaking ball a little up and away at 85. 2-0 on Darryl Hernandez. Darryl's average now 318 with three homers and 21 driven in. Smith off the bag at third. 2-0. Connor Capel waits on deck. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Hernandez takes it way up and in. Ball three, 3-0. Three balls and no strikes. Lato set, and the righty deals. Fastball down low, ball four. He threw it at 96, but missed low. So Hernandez walks for the second consecutive plate appearance. Second walk of the inning issued by Lato. He walked Dykeman to open the inning. Now here's Capel, who's hit two fly balls to center. And then, in a key play in the sixth inning, he batted with Hernandez at first, and Thomas at third, or Thomas at second. He hit a ground ball to the first baseman, Padlo, who threw to second to force out Hernandez. Levon Soto threw to first to try to get a double play. There's a line drive in a right center base hit. Picked up by Oliva. In to score is Smith. Hernandez to third, and Las Vegas leads it 6-2. Anyway, just saying, Capel's hustle avoided that double play in the sixth, and McCann hit the home run to turn the game around. Now Capel singles in a run, and the Aviators now lead 6-2, following a three-run sixth with a three-run seventh. And they got runners at the corners. Capel now 1-for-4. For Capel, his 45th RBI. And pitching coach Ebert going out to the mound. The Hernandez is at third. Capel's at first. In this inning, the Aviators taking advantage of two walks, getting three clutch hits. And the batter's McCann. Now, Kyle, first at bat against Fulmer, walked. Then he struck out in the fourth inning. And then first pitch he saw against Reyes with runners at the corners and two down in the sixth. Boom. Three-run home run to right. 15 home runs. Now 52 RBIs for McCann, who's hitting .284. Meaning the mound is over. More action in the Salt Lake bullpen. All right. McCann getting set to step in now. Plato out of a stretch. Hernandez at third, Capel at first. The pitch to McCann. Breaking ball high, ball one. One ball to no strikes on McCann. There's been Fulmer, Reyes, who was the pitcher of record at the moment, and now Plato. The Aviators have used Medina, Cohen, and Estes for three innings. Here's the pitch. Trying to hold up on a breaking ball, went way around, 1-1. Ball and a strike. One and one. Hernandez off third, Capel off first. The stretch and the 1-1. That's a breaking ball in the dirt. Good save by Humphreys. Keeping the ball close enough to the plate. The runner's holding. Hernandez at third, Capel at first. 2-1. Tomorrow on $2 beer night, two right-handers will oppose each other. And it's funny because Chad Patrick of the Aviators and J.D. Hammer of the Salt Lake Bees have identical numbers. Both of them are 0-1, both of them with a 6.75 ERA on the nose. The 2-1 on the way. McCann takes it low and in, 3-1. I don't know that McCann has seen a fastball yet in this at-bat. Three balls and a strike. Max Schumann is on deck. Hernandez off the bag at third, hands on his hips. Capel, not a big lead at first, held on by Padlo. 3-1 pitch to McCann. Leto ready and deals. Breaking ball. No, strike. 3-2. Slider got in there at 84. But they still haven't given in to McCann with a fastball. And the count is 3-2. So with a full count and two down, Capel will be on the move from first. And so Padlo's playing behind him. Now he's backpedaling. Here's the 3-2. Capel goes, and that pitch is outside, ball four. McCann walks on a 3-2 pitch. And now the ninth man to bat in the Las Vegas seventh inning, Max Schumann getting set to step up now. And that's going to be all for Leto. Leto will be pulled after two-thirds of an inning. So far, he's allowed three runs, but there are three men on base, and they all belong to him. Manager Keith Johnson is going to take the ball from him because he's walked three men in the inning and given up the runs that have given the Aviators some insurance. Pitching change. Bottom of the seventh, Las Vegas now leads it 6-2. More action after this.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Right now, save up to $900. That's big, folks. During the huge Best Mattress Labor Day sales event. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Get a free adjustable base when you purchase a qualified Serta, Beautyrest, or Sealy Queen mattress of $799 or more. That's pretty big, too. Plus, Queen mattress is starting at just $199. Wow! We've also got quick delivery and no down, no interest financing for 48 months. How about that?
Best brands, best service, best prices. Best mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC, with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
All right, Stevie Ray Vaughan with the house is rocking, and the house known as Las Vegas Ballpark is rocking now. The Aviators down 2-0, scored 3 in the 6th, then they've scored 3 in the 7th, and they're still batting. The new pitcher ready, Jose Marte. Bases loaded, 2 down, Max Schumann in the box. Pitch outside, ball went at 96 miles an hour. So Lado, 2/3 of an inning so far, 3 runs, and the 3 men on base belong to him. He allowed 3 hits, walked 3. Marte. Only been with the team briefly. He's a former Giant, picked up in the Tony Watson trade. Here's the 1-0 on the way. That's a fastball foul at the plate at 95. 1-1 is the count. Jose Marte, 6'3", 180, 27 years old from the Dominican. A trade that I mentioned in July of 21, multiplayer deal. Off third base is Hernandez. Capel at second. McCann at first. Schumann has struck out, grounded out, and flied out. The pitch. Drive hit to right. Oliva angling toward the line to make the catch, and the inning is over. 97-mile-an-hour pitch. Max put a pretty good swing on it, but his drive to right is hauled in by Oliva. Nevertheless, the Aviators, despite leaving three on base, also score three to pad their lead on three hits. No errors. Three left after seven. Las Vegas 6, Salt Lake 2.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Greetings again. All right, we're in the eighth inning. Las Vegas winning last night 5-3 after that two-week road trip. And now they have turned things around. Again, they trailed 2-0 hitting to the bottom of the sixth. Now we're in the top of the eighth. And thanks to back-to-back three-run rallies, the Aviators lead 6-2. Joey Estes delivers. Michael Stefanik does what Michael Stefanik does. It's a line drive in the left field for a base hit. Schumann juggles it momentarily but fires it back in. It's another hit for Stefanik, who is, I would say, the odds-on favorite to win the batting title. He's now 2-for-4 in this game, and his average is right around 360. Kevin Padlo comes up. For Estes, this is his fourth inning of work. That's the fourth hit he's allowed. Padlo hit a bloop single against Medina, flat out to center, then got a hanging breaking ball from Estes opening up the sixth and hit it out to left for a solo home run. The pitch. Fastball swung on and missed at 92, strike one.
You mentioned the batting average of Stefanikov first, up to 359, a two-point rise tonight. He's got a couple of guys at 323 and 321 behind him, a couple of Reno aces.
Just a professional hitter, Stefanik. Pitch up and in, 1-1 on Padlo.
Well, he's got such a unique backstory. Division III college and just kind of worked his way up, undrafted free agent, and he's played in the big leagues and is likely going to lead the Pacific Coast League in batting average for a full season.
The 1-1, and that fastball crackles in there for a strike. 1-2 toward the outside, toward the knees.
He's one of those guys, when you hear the word grinder, a minor league grinder, he's exactly what you would picture. A middle infielder with some good bat to ball skills, but not much else, but he makes it work.
Here's the 1-2. Estes stretches and deals. There's a drive in the air to center. That's where Capel is. Connors makes the catch on the bill of his cap and sails it back in. One out in the top of the eighth inning. Padlo now 2-for-4, and the batter Soto. Speaking of grinders, we've talked a lot about Round Rock because they're in first place, but the Round Rock Express have one of the really good people working anywhere in the world of baseball as their broadcaster, Mike Capps. And here's the pitch. High drive to deep right center by Soto. Dykeman going all the way back, but this thing is out of here. Soto hits his fifth home run, RBIs 33 and 34, and suddenly the Aviator lead is 6-4 with one out in the eighth inning. And that's why he's hitting cleanup. Batter will be David Fletcher. Fletcher has doubled and struck out against Medina. And then hit a looping single to right in the sixth off Estes on an 0-2 pitch. So Estes has only thrown 50 pitches. Of course, he's stretched out. He'd been a starter at Midland most of the year. I mean, he could throw 100. But obviously, they don't want any more of this lead to melt away. Here's Fletcher. Very good hitter in his own right. He swings and fouls it back, strike one. Anyway, about Mike Capps, he wrote a book called Grinders. The book was written about a series of guys who fit into the Michael Stefanik category. Grinders. Here's the 0-1. Drive to the right, slicing foul and out of play, and it's 0-2.
Yeah, and Capps is one of the great guys, Mike, with a unique perspective, especially when you consider the world of sports broadcasting. He came from Network News, where he was for many, many years.
There's a drive in the air to center. Capel right there, and he picks that one off. Two down. Fletcher now 2-for-4, and here's Martinez, who, this is interesting, he walked against Medina, he singled against Cohen, and he struck out against Estes. Three plate appearances, three different pitchers.
But for Mike, I mean, you and I, we've seen a lot of baseball. We can relate to those experiences. He's reported on wars. I mean, he's seen and heard things that are the brink of society, and he's lived to tell the tale and then do it in a fun way doing baseball now.
Pitch outside, ball one.
I had a really, really good opportunity to get to know him a little bit better when I made the trip to Round Rock last year. He's a great guy to know.
And you'll see him again. Here's the pitch outside, ball two. It is 2-0 on Orlando Martinez.
The Pacific Coast League's lucky, I'll tell you. I mean, you've been around the league way longer than I have. Great broadcasters, just as guys. I mean, on air, everyone's good. But off the air, I have not met an announcer in this league I haven't liked.
And he tried to hold up on a low pitch. The appeal strikes, says Tyler Jones. Two balls and one strike to count. Here is the 2-1 look by Estes and the pitch. It's a high foul. Third base way. Here comes McCann. Here comes Wade to call him off. Wade with a better angle makes the catch, and that's the inning. Good play by Wade. McCann was in the neighborhood, but Wade had a better angle coming in from third and took charge and got it. Salt Lake does get closer. Two runs, two hits. No errors, no one left to the bottom of the eighth inning. And the score, Las Vegas 6, and it is Salt Lake 4.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
We invest the
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
All righty, we are now in the bottom of the eighth inning. Russ Langer with Matt Neverett. Las Vegas leading 6-4. If the Aviators hang on, they'll gain a game on first place Round Rock and likely pull ahead of Tacoma. They're way behind in their game against Sugar Land. Ground ball foul outside first. Strike one to Greg Dykeman. Jose Marte came in with the bases loaded and got Max Schumann to line out to right to finish the inning. Dykeman has the pitch is grounded foul outside third, 0-2. Dykeman has struck out twice, but his walk leading off the seventh against Lado sparked that rally. Later scored along with Wade on a two-run single by Smith. Here's the 0-2 to Greg Dykeman. And a slider swung on and missed. Strike three. One out of the Vegas eighth. The batter Tyler Wade, lefty Sam Long, gets up in the bullpen. Ted Wien's trivia. Salt Lake is the AAA affiliate of the Angels. Here's the pitch to Wade, who's been on base all four times. He takes a strike on one, a single, two walks and a double, two steals, one caught stealing, and a run scored. 0-1. He's also made some good plays at third in this game. It's Kevin Smith on deck, and he swings and fouls that pitch back. 0-2. First year of the Angel franchise was 1961. They played 1 year in old Wrigley Field in Los Angeles. Yes, there was a Wrigley Field in Los Angeles. And then they played someplace else from 62 to 65 while Anaheim Stadium was being built. Where did they play? Breaking ball low, 1-2. Where did the Angels play after Wrigley Field in 62, 3, 4, and 5 until they moved into, at that time, brand new Anaheim Stadium, 1966?
It wasn't the Coliseum, was it?
It was not. Here's the 1-2 to Wade. Marte throws. And as a liner toward left, but Martinez has this one lined up and makes the catch. Wade hit that one pretty well, but he lines out. Two down. And a batter Smith, who has singled and been picked off, lined out, struck out, and had a clutch two-run single in the seventh inning and later scored on a base hit by Capel. When Salt Lake bats in the ninth, they have the bottom three coming up. Zach Humphries, Jared Walsh, and Jared Oliva. And my guess is it'll be Sam Long to relieve Joey Estes. We'll see how they want to work it. Smitty swings and fouls it back, strike one.
In regards to the trivia, I don't know if I'm going to get this one. Southern California, definitely more your region, both geographically and baseball-wise. I can't think of anything else in that area.
All right, can you think of Dodger Stadium? That's where they played. They shared Dodger Stadium with the L.A. Dodgers. And here is the 0-1 on the way. And the pitch is low, 1-1. In 1961, the Dodgers were still playing. That was their last year in the Coliseum. In 62 was when Dodger Stadium opened, and they made a deal, and the Angels said, okay, yeah, we'll do that. They called it Chavez Ravine. They didn't want the Angels to be known as being playing in Dodger Stadium, so they called it Chavez Ravine. Pitch low, 2-1. And so there you have it, 62, 3-4, and 5. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Kevin Smith. He swings and fouls it back, 2-2. In fact, another trivia, who threw the first Major League no-hitter on the West Coast? It happened in May of 1962. And you'll hear all kinds of people yelling out, Sandy Koufax. Sandy, nope. Bo Belinsky for the Angels at Dodger Stadium. Here's the 2-2 on the way, and Smith hits a ground ball to the hole at short. That's backhanded by Soto, who comes up throwing and gets his man. Oh, the Aviators go out in order in the eighth against Marte, and we'll go now to the ninth inning with the score. Las Vegas 6 and Salt Lake 4.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
All right, welcome back, friends. Check out The Catch at Las Vegas Ballpark with host Matt Neverett on the Aviators YouTube channel. Don't miss any of the features from around the ballpark and a look at the upcoming events at the best venue in minor league baseball right here, Las Vegas Ballpark. That's The Catch on the Aviators YouTube channel. All right, Sam Long's going to try to save it for Joey Estes, who went four innings, allowed three runs earned on five hits. No walks, two strikeouts. Long did get a save. He has very few saves in his career. He got a save most recently, though, a few days back in Tacoma. Shaky, he walked two guys and hit a man, but he got the save. Ground ball, it's backhanded in the hole at short by Smith, whose throw to first is too late. And right away, Zach Humphries gets a base hit. And here we go. Jared Walsh is going to come up representing the tying run. Just a bounding ball to the hole, and not much anybody could do about it.
A great effort by Smith nonetheless. I mean, that thing was a closer play than it very well should have been. That's a great effort by Smith just to show off the arm throwing it deep from the hole like that.
Long, who is from Sacramento, going to get married in the offseason, he told me. This is his first appearance in this ballpark as a member of the Aviators. His other four games on the road trip, two in Reno, two in Tacoma. 1.59 ERA as an Aviator. The pitch low ball, 1-1-0. Big league time at Oakland. Had time in the Giants organization, too. His last outing was in Tacoma a few days ago. Two innings, he allowed a run earned on three hits, no walks, two strikeouts. He got the save 8 days ago. The pitch is a strike. 1-1. Sam Long, number 66, 5'11", 195, 28 years old. Again, originally from Sacramento, but lives in Scottsdale now. The stretch, a look at first, the pitch. Walsh takes a fastball a little inside at 94, 2-1. Walsh against Medina struck out. Against Estes, flied out and popped out. Humphries at first, held on by Soderstrom. Long checks first. Now the 2-1 to Walsh hitting 201. Fastball driven in the air to left, but right there to grab it is Schumann. And there is one out. Fairly well hit ball, but Max was in the right place. And the batter, Jared Oliva, now.
Long going to look for a ground ball off the bat of a ground ball hitter in Oliva. Humphries with, we'll say, average speed on first. Oliva is an above-average runner, so if they're going to turn two here to end the ball game, they're going to have to be quick with it.
Long stretches, a look at first, and a pitch to Oliva. Big breaking ball, spins in there for a strike. A good, tight breaking ball at 75 miles an hour, 0-1. Oliva against Medina struck out. against Estes, lined out and struck out. 0 for 3. One on, one out. The curveball lifted in the air to left. And going back is Schumann, but Max is at the track to make the catch. We got away with that curveball. It looked like a pretty hittable pitch, but Schumann had enough time going back to the track, and there are two outs. And now it's up to Jordan Adams, who has struck out, tripled and scored, doubled, and flied out.
And this is a tough guy standing in there to represent the game's tying run. Anything for extra bases, and you know he's going to think for that extra bag.
This is the guy you want because you don't want to mess with Stefanik, who's on deck. But Adams, very tough out. High drive in a deep right center. Moving over is Capel. He goes back to the fence, and Capel makes the catch at the fence. And that's how the game ends. The Aviators win it 6-4. They gain a game on Round Rock. We'll be back with the totals after this.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Just can it. My grease, it hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for giving me a big brown. Can't you catch this grease? No good when it goes down the pipes and the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain, put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit painofthedrain.com.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cashback rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cashback rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, welcome back. All right, here are the totals on tonight's game. The Aviators make it two in a row, or in this case, the Stars, make it two in a row over the Salt Lake Bees, winning 6-4 after winning last night in the opener 5-3. For the Aviators, they're now 66-61 for the year. Their second half record, 32-21. And they're only two games back of Round Rock now because Round Rock lost and Tacoma was losing, so they should pull a game ahead of them. But anyway, the Aviators, 32-21 in the second half. They're now 11-9 in 20 games head-to-head against Salt Lake this year. Salt Lake does not have a good overall record, but they have played the Aviators tough throughout the season. So 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors, leaving 8 for Salt Lake. They're now 57-70 and 20-33 in the second half. 4 runs, 11 hits, 1 error, leaving 6. The winning pitcher for the Las Vegas Aviators is Joey Estes. Estes pitched 2 good games on the road, and now he picks up another win. He's 3-0. The save goes to Sam Long, his second save of the year. And for Salt Lake, the loss goes to reliever Gerardo Reyes, who is now 3-5 on the year. As far as home runs are concerned, the guy being interviewed on the field right now hit the big one to turn the game around in the sixth inning, Kyle McCann, with his 2-out, 3-run home run. And Salt Lake had home runs by Kevin Padlo and Levon Soto as well. 4,617 paid to see it. 2 hours, 22 minutes, the official time of tonight's game. On the postgame show, Matt Neverett will give you a recap of this exciting ball game, and he will also give you up-to-date scores from the PCL and the major leagues as well. And, Matt, before I sign off, you can do the postgame show. This one, you know, the Aviators looking for opportunities. Carson Fulmer showed why he was a first-round pick. And every once in a while, you know, he'll show flashes of that. He certainly did in this game with 5 shutout innings. And then in the sixth, the Aviators had their chance. Capel hit a ball that You know, a lot of guys, it would have been a double play, but he hustled and beat the throw that gave Kyle McCann a chance, and that swing of the bat really made a huge difference.
Absolutely, and for the second straight night, the Aviators take their first lead of the game on a go-ahead home run in the middle innings. The three runs in the seventh inning just accents again. Those runs ended up being big with Salt Lake putting two on the board in the eighth. Las Vegas just finding ways to win this week. And against a team like Salt Lake, with the record where it is, you have to take advantage of those games at this part of the schedule. You can't worry about what Round Rock and Tacoma are doing. Yeah, it's nice that they look like they're going to gain a game on both of them. But at the end of the day, this team has to take care of business on their own. And both last night and tonight, against an inferior opponent on paper, they were able to do just that.
All right. So once again, Matt got your post-game show. And we will. I will see you tomorrow night. It'll be Game 3 on $2 Beer Night. Chad Patrick and J.D. Hammer will oppose each other. Interestingly, they're both right-handers with the same record of 0-1 and to the decimal point, the same ERA, 6.75. See how that all works out, as the Aviators will see J.D. Hammer for the first time, and the Bees will see Chad Patrick, a former Diamondback farmhand, for the first time as well. My thanks to Bobby Machado, our studio producer. Thanks to all of you very sincerely for tuning in tonight. The Las Vegas Stars win this one 6-4. Matt Neverett has your post-game show coming right up.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouth-watering burrito and burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamama's cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Here's the first customer that bought a car.
The Avendros, that's the first day.
First one out.
No furniture in the building.
Over the last 25 years, Finley Toyota has led the city in new and used car sales. We've had the most victories, the most sponsorships, and we believe the happiest customers. We've made the best memories and lasting friendships from the bottom of our hearts.
We love you, Las Vegas!
It's our 25th anniversary. Come in and see what makes Finley Toyota so special.
Left-handed batting backstop. Swings with the first pitch. Crushes it deep to right. Did he? Yes, he did. Kyle McCann puts the Aviators on top. Their first runs of the game come on one swing. A three-run bomb for McCann, and the Aviators lead it 3-2. That was the go-ahead home run by Kyle McCann in the bottom of the sixth inning. Gave the Aviators a lead that they would never relinquish in a 6-4 final. And from high above the plank surface at Las Vegas Ballpark, Matt Nevern welcoming you back after the 6-4 win pushes Las Vegas to 66-61 on the year, 5 games over on the campaign, and a 32-21 mark in the second half. That, as we'll get into as we check in on the scores around the Pacific Coast League, a very, very good mark, nearly playoff-worthy to this point. The Aviators used a solid but short outing by Luis Medina, who went 3 1/3 innings while striking out 7 and giving up just 1 run on 4 hits and a walk. En route to the 6-4 win, the bullpen was excellent. Joey Estes, after Chase Cohen went the final 2/3 of the fourth inning, went 4 innings of his own. Estes giving up the final 3 runs for Salt Lake on 5 hits while striking out 2. No walks for the 21-year-old on 57 pitches, 40 of which were for strikes, and Sam Long coming in and slamming the door in the ninth. Salt Lake got the scoring started. In the first batter of the third inning, Jordan Adams tripled to lead it off. Michael Stefanik then doubled right behind him. And it was 1-0 after 3. Fast forward to the top of the sixth inning. Kevin Padlo with a leadoff home run against Joey Estes on the first pitch of the inning. Made it a 2-0 game heading into the bottom of the sixth with one out and nobody on in the bottom of the sixth. Cody Thomas doubled. Darryl Hernandez walked behind him. Connor Capel beat out a would-be double play ball that he dribbled towards the first baseman, Padlo. And then the aforementioned Kyle McCann home run gave the Aviators a 3-2 lead. They would accent it in the bottom of the seventh. Greg Dykeman coming out of the stretch break reached base for the only time tonight by taking ball four. After a Tyler Wade walk set up Kevin Smith with two runners on, he drove them both in and was plated later in the inning on a Connor Capel base hit. Three runs in both the sixth and the seventh. All the Aviators would muster offensively tonight. Salt Lake with a couple of comeback runs in the eighth. Michael Stefanik singled to lead off the inning. Two batters later, Levon Soto left the yard to right field, and that would cap the scoring in a 6-4 final. Aviators moving ahead 11 games in the second half, 32-21 since the schedule turned over. How about this one? Aviators 11-9 against Salt Lake this year. Against the Salt Lake franchise all time, Las Vegas, after 460 games and even 230 record, just an uncanny number as far as Pacific Coast League baseball goes. Aviators win it 6-4. We'll check in on the scores from around the rest of the world of baseball coming up next. First the big leagues, then the PCL. All that and more coming up as the postgame show rolls along.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability, and for the first time ever, seven-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
Snyder's, the Nevada style pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more, with a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Snyder's pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Snyder's, the Nevada style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Steiner, I love this place.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Smith hits a bounding ball into center field. Base hit. Dykeman scores. Reardon is waving Wade in. He's going to score on a two-run single by Smith. Las Vegas now leads it 5-2.
That Kevin Smith, two RBI base hit. At that time, made it 5-2, as you heard Russ Langer describing the action in the bottom of the seventh inning. Ultimately, a final of 6-4 would be the score here at Las Vegas Ballpark as Las Vegas takes the first two games of the six-game series against the Angels' top farmhand, the Salt Lake Bees. Checking in on the scores from around the world of baseball, including the parent Oakland Athletics, who were downed in Seattle today in a 5-4 final. Kirby Snead takes the loss to go to 1-2 with an ERA of 3.6. Meanwhile, Salt Lake's parent club, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim of Southern California, 10-8 winners in Philadelphia. Brandon Drury with a go-ahead two-run home run late to give the Angels their 64th win of the year. White Sox doubling up on the Orioles in Baltimore, 10-5 the final. The White Sox riding three home runs to the victory. It took 10 innings in Minnesota, but the Guardians able to win 5-2 on the road in extras. Cole Calhoun, who was a deadline pickup for the Guards, a three-run home run in the top of the 10th. That was the difference in the contest. It was the Cardinals 5, the Padres 4. Tommy Edman walking it off against San Diego for the second straight day. The Cubs able to take a lead in the bottom of the 8th on a Cody Bellinger base hit. It was a 3-2 final as the Cubs down the Brewers. Blue Jays 7, the White Sox, or rather the Nationals, nothing in a game taking place north of the border. Reds over the Giants 4-1. Astros at Fenway Park defeat the Red Sox 7-4. It was a 6-2 win for the Yankees in Detroit over the Tigers. It took 10 innings in Miami, but the Rays able to score 3 in the top of the 10th. So the Rays defeat the Marlins 3-0. DJ Stewart, the hero for the Mets, as a big day was capped off. Took a bases-loaded hit-by-pitch from Aroldis Chapman as the Mets defeated the Rangers 6-5 in 10 innings in Queen. It's the third time in his last 5 outings that Chapman has blown a save. The Pirates, for the third straight day, defeat the Royals. Buccos 4, KC 1 as the Pirates complete the sweep. Braves over the Rockies 7-3. And in the one game going on across Major League Baseball, it's the Dodgers all over the Diamondbacks in NL West play. A 7-0 lead for the Dodgers as they bat in the 8th inning. They're in the top of the 9th in Tacoma, the only game going on around the Pacific Coast League, and it's been all Sugarland all night as the Space Cowboys lead the Rainiers 12-0, so the Aviators going to take a game on Tacoma more than likely. They will take a game on Round Rock as Oklahoma City took care of business, defeating the Express 6-3. Reno all over El Paso 15-3. Sacramento triples up on Albuquerque in Northern California by a 6-2 final. And a 6-4 final here in Las Vegas gives the Aviators their second win in as many days over Salt Lake. They go to 32-21 in the second half. They move up to 2 games behind Round Rock for the final playoff spot. On our final segment of the postgame show, when we come back, I'll take a look at my final thoughts of the game and set you up for tomorrow. Game 3 out of 6 coming up. We'll wrap things up coming up next.
Strike 3, you're
out! Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Are you driven by an adventurous heart? Is your passion for the road satisfied through every turn? Is your quest to explore the world waiting for you? If so, Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas shares your spirit. Find a Subaru model that's perfect for you at Findlay Subaru of Las Vegas, located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Go where love takes you. Findlay, home to Subaru for over 50 years. We've been here, we'll be here. SuperLasVegas.com.
There's a line drive in a right center base hit. Picked up by Oliva. In to score is Smith. Hernandez to third, and Las Vegas leads it 6-2.
Aviators, winners by a 6-4 final tonight. Joey Estes getting his third win in 5 outings at the AAA level. Estes goes to 3-0 with Sam Long picking up his second save. Aviators will be back at it tomorrow night. $2 beers presented by Coors Light here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Get your tickets at aviatorslv.com. It'll be a 7:05 first pitch. Russ and I'll take the air at 6:50. Matchup of right hitters with even records and even ERAs. Both Chad Patrick, the Aviators starter, and J.D. Hammer, slated to start for Salt Lake, 0-1 with a 6.75 ERA here in the Pacific Coast League. Chad Patrick, the return in the Jace Peterson deadline trade, as the former Arizona farmhand flipped to Oakland on July 31st. Patrick versus Hammer, the start at 7:05, 6:50. We'll take the air on the pregame show here on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. Also, our video affiliates, the MILB.TV and the Bally Live app. That'll do it for us tonight from Las Vegas Ballpark. For my broadcast partner, Russ Langer, for our producer in our Lotus broadcast studio, Bobby Machado, and everybody here with the Las Vegas Aviators, I'm Matt Neverett saying thanks so much for tuning in. Back at it tomorrow, same time, same place, one final time tonight from Las Vegas Ballpark. So long.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
When he came out of Tennessee, we were all thinking he was going to be some great wide receiver. Now, here he is as a running back, but with the Carolina Panthers, we also recall that last season, they pretty much sold at the trade deadline. They traded away Tristan McCaffrey. I know that they were looking at trading away Brian Burns on that front. That's the one guy that they were really looking to build themselves around, and I do have some faith in this defense and being able to hold up at the point of attack in a division that, really, other than the New Orleans Saints with Derek Carr, you really don't have a lot of quarterback play in there. And I do think that this is a Panthers team that, despite the fact that they are going to have a rough time with their offense, which, by the way, if you're looking at that total, I think that you've got still some value there and some juice with the under. But I take a look at what the Panthers are capable of, and I do think that they're capable of perhaps winning this game outright. I certainly feel much better being able to get a 3.5 and a 4 in this ordeal. But with the Panthers, they've got weapons around Bryce Young that I think, as long as he just gets the time that he needs from the offensive line, which it's a rough offensive line. This is going to be one of the worst ones in all of football. But also have your question marks with this Atlanta Falcons defense as well. I do think that things can turn out for this team. And I did like the pickup of Adam Thielen as well. As Adam Thielen, I recall last season, just a little bit of a fall for him, but has been a very steady hand.